What?
How does he describe those? How do you punch it up, your great copywriting skills.
You know what's sad is the phone paragraph has been used so many times, it's saved. This is, I think, the 10th phone I've sold.
You are bidding on a fantastic ITT desk phone.
Yes.
It is proudly made in the USA. It is solid as a rock. The phone is nice and clean, tested and working nicely.
I cleaned it.
It features a flash button that's great for call waiting if you have the service. And a small light that glimmers when you get an incoming call.
Use the word glimmer.
The only reason that this phone was retired is that my office bought a new phone system. The best thing about the phone is the ringer. It has a genuine bell. No annoying electronic chirping on this workhorse.
Wow.
It also features loudness adjustment for the ringer so you can adjust it to your liking.
Wow.
The telephone is sold as is, but you'll not be sorry.
No. Why is that?
Check out my feedback.
And
bid with confidence.
Do not hesitate to contact me with questions that you have. And hold on, there's one more. Let me see. You sell those other items. There was one more because he's got a
man.
Couple of telephones.
Go down. You know, get the ice cubes because he's flying up to talk to some Eskimos.
Here you go. One of our great sponsors is the Vermont Teddy Bear Company.
Oh yeah,
really
gotten teddy bears over there.
Really, a shout out to them that they have been a sponsor of our show for over 15 years.
Yeah,
you know, and they buy our live commercials, and they're fantastic. And they send us their teddy bears. And they know Rob is a giant Elvis fan.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that they'll be happy to know on eBay you have the Vermont Teddy Bear Elvis Love Me Tender, new with tags.
Meant that much to you.
Yeah.
You are bidding on a brand new Vermont Teddy Bear dressed as the king of rock and roll, Elvis.
Kept it for 5 years.
It's the Love Me Tender Bear. It features a fringed white jumpsuit and silver aviator shades.
Yeah.
Just like Elvis would have worn in 1970. Mm-hmm. He is 15 inches tall and his fur is honey colored. This bear is just like new. He's only been out of his box for a total of 1 hour.
True.
He comes with all of his original paperwork, including the Elvis Presley Enterprises holographic sticker and his original piece of candy.
Oh, God.
I would need it. It's about 5 years old. Like all Vermont teddy bears, his arms, legs, and neck are poseable.
You're asking me. He really put that in there?
Opposable. Mike,
I ain't
got a
right
to sell.
Get this from other ads?
A lot of times that's stolen.
Opposable's important?
Yeah, it's opposable. You put that in.
They're opposable.
They are
not opposable like the opposable thumb.
No, right. Not opposable like you are to the sale.
His arms, legs.
He will be shipped with you in his original box, pictured. He lists on the Vermont Teddy Bear website for $99 plus.
Yeah.
Stand by. So, this is good.
This is your chance to pick up a, quote, king-sized, unquote, bargain. He's the king of rock and roll.
The best kind of bargain.
The bear is sold as is, but you will not be sorry.
No.
Why is that?
Check out my feedback and
bid with confidence.
And as long as we're at it, why don't we read some feedback comments about Rob?
Oh, good.
Let me just say, this is why I never give anything of value to Rob.
Yeah,
for
Rob will sell it.
Christmas, you know.
You sell the golf clubs I gave you years ago?
I still have them.
Oh, you still have those?
Every single one.
Oh, okay. All right.
Those may come in handy.
Broken edges, right?
Yeah.
God damn, you sell a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and I bought quite a few things as well.
Here's one that says, thanks.
Thank you.
Great item, an eBayer here, A++++. Two thumbs up.
My score is 100% positive.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Let me read the two thumbs up. How do you read this?
That's it. That's just the one line.
Oh, let's see. Great to deal with. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Fast shipment. Highly recommended.
Thank you.
Items received today plus extra.
Uh-huh.
Excellent packaging.
Bid with confidence.
I pride myself in my packaging. That's another one of the things I say in the paragraph.
Very quick international shipment. Reliable seller.
That was the Japanese guy.
Splendid stuff.
Thank you. That was Dean, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
Dean?
It was Rob.
Yes, I memorized.
Dean O'Dean.
Good item. Nicely packaged for shipping. A-plus seller.
Thank you.
Anyway, you're funny.
So you're now the eBay guru.
Well, I caught the virus from my wife.
Right.
It's an easy hobby when you're drinking.
Sure.
And a lot of those paragraphs do come from green bottles, amazingly enough.
It's pretty easy money.
Yeah, it is. And
it's too much. It was just too freaking funny to sit at the computer, type in on eBay,
check out my other, and this all started with check out my other fabulous items.
You know, and I had no idea. And right away I see that Ravens hat I gave you. I know it's that hat. Mike paid about $100 for one night in Philly.
And then the 9/11 cap, right?
Yeah, and that was,
that's
a gift to me from the department.
That's true, though. That is true. They came out. They gave us them all.
Now, these are the items that are still on there. Would you like to confess to any other items that have been maybe given to you as gifts that you have re-gifted or resold?
I got a great one.
Yeah.
What about the Germans that bought your King of Queens merchandise?
Oh, yeah. I did sell the stuff that Leah gave us. Now, that sold for a lot of money.
Really?
Carrie actually sold that, but I told her she should.
And those were Germans, right?
Right.
That they bought. Wow. It was like a King of Queens staff pullover or something?
I was the one who told Carrie to say, these items have been handled by Ms. Remini.
Really?
Yeah, and it drove the price right up.
She's very popular in Germany.
Yeah, she has to be somewhere.
Wow.
The bulk of the sales you see there is actually stuff rescued from the trash at this building, from various studio rebuilds. And there'll be more stuff, so especially if you're a audiophile, stay tuned.
Oh, God, he's using it as a commercial.
But also,
I wish you guys didn't know I was selling the gifts.
Many of our gifts.
Yeah, I'm sorry to know.
Well, it's nice to know that things that have been given to you over the years you consider totally valueless.
Not nonsense.
Well, no, you consider them a financial opportunity.
Exactly.
That's a good thing.
What it is they're appreciated.
Hello. Tom and Mike show.
Christmas, he's opening stuff thinking, what can I get for this?
Exactly. I gave you that hat because you can't buy that hat.
But I also can't wear that hat because my head is painfully oversized. So what am I going to do with it?
The only people that got those hats were the players.
And, you know, no one's bid on it. Keep in mind what they're saying, folks. No one has this hat.
Right.
Would you just...
Hi! It's me, Super Juice.
Maybe sometimes up to 14%.
Would you tone it down? Yom Kippur, for goodness sake.
I know.
You know,
do you have reserves on your items?
I don't like that.
There's 1/18th of you that should like not touch anything electrical today, right? Isn't that the rule?
Sunset.
I can only hold it for like 48 seconds an hour.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hi there.
Go to the second page of Joe's feedback.
No, Rob, you mean? I'm already off the...
Rob, I'm sorry.
Website.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
From Rockin' Jock, it says, good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs., quote, great seller, unquote, in all the ships at sea. How about that?
That guy did recognize me, and I remember what he bought, too. It was a note that Joe Perry wrote the show.
Huh. You sold a note, like from his... From his hot sauce?
Yeah. Got a lot of money.
Did you sell the hot sauce?
No, I kept the hot sauce. I ate that. I sold the note.
You sold the Joe Perry note?
You sold the note?
How much did you get for that?
It was like $38.
Oh, my God. Well, Jesus, I'm going to start doing it.
You mean, I told you all, I know, but it's found money.
Or,
come on, capitalize on the retarded people out there that are willing to pay this kind of money.
Yeah, $38. What did the note say? Thanks, guys. Enjoy my hot sauce, Joe Perry.
What I actually had to write in the listing was, as best I can tell, this is what the note says. Because really, I couldn't read some
of
it.
Right, sure.
Wow.
But it was on Joe Perry's station.
Selling illegible notes.
And I thought about saying, I will include a certificate of authenticity.
But, have you sold any other celebrity memorabilia?
Yeah, I did. I sold something that was a gift from Steve Johnson. It was a football that Sam Huff autographed twice. By accident.
You sold that?
Yeah.
Wow, I would have bought that from you just because that's like a funny thing.
That's a funny novelty item because he signed it twice.
Right. Had been a football that had been floating around the radio station kind of as a testament to the many times that Sam's been hit without a helmet.
But was it $65 plus shipping funny?
No.
You think?
No, it wasn't.
$65
plus shipping.
And shipping is how
much? That's a whole other thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where you make your money.
It's because it's shipping... and handle
a price consistent.
Yeah. And you can just pull that out of the air, right?
With quality.
As long as you list it ahead of time, they know what they're bidding on.
Like they give Sam a football to sign because he's in the Hall of Fame, and then they say, oh, yeah, would you sign this one, too? And he's already signed it. So he, signs it in two places.
No, sorry!
But he doesn't notice. It was funny football.
It was. It was a good football.
$65 football.
Now it's enjoyed by someone in Florida.
Are there any bids on the hat that I gave you?
Yeah, it's up to like $20-some, I think.
Hello, really? Don and Mike show.
And where do you see
Hello.
On that?
Hi there.
I listen, Rob, when will you be selling the Gene Rayburn mic purchased?
I sold one of them because I had two.
You actually did?
I got all the money back on it, too. When you said it was nuts that I paid $513 for it,
yeah,
I got every penny back.
Wow. Did you really?
I still got one.
Good luck, Mr. Free Enterpriser. God bless.
Hey. Rob Spiewak is the capitalist.
Yeah, and it's funny, with all the money that this station pays me, I would still have to do that.
Now look, I had that discussion last night. Of course, that's you're supplementing your meager wage that this radio station pays.
I don't mind that you take a gift that frankly cost me nothing. Mm-hmm. You're just trading on our friendship. And Mike's gift, same thing. But I mean,
well,
Rob,
Don, really not exactly the same thing. $100.
That's true. But yeah. Mike, I was going to say, that pales in comparison to we're talking about 9/11.
The Port Authority police officers.
Yes.
I'm so proud that America has chosen not to bid on it. I've learned a lesson.
Do you know right away?
You can just search PAPD and it'll come right up on Google.
Do you know right away if something's not going to be hot?
I don't.
You don't.
I have to go with the guy.
I don't.
I'm better than I used to be. You know what doesn't sell? Coffee cups.
Really?
Any collectible cups.
You probably should have put that Port Authority Police Department hat up there right away.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Yep, update. You got the Ravens hat is now at $20.
Uh-huh. Oh, and I'm sure they're all genuine.
$20.50, and the PAPD hat is now at $11.59.
Well, sure. Yeah. Why don't you just be honest? Say that I gave you the hat, for God's sake. It's got my DNA on it in some way. Maybe you'll get something out of it.
I'll need you to sign that hat.
You don't mind, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay. Anything that's going to be, would you like to give us a preview of anything that might be popping up on eBay this weekend?
I got a lot of phones.
Hello.
More phones are coming in. Also, I think I might sell a few German Steins.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Good idea.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I had asked Rob a question on his beret. I made some hokey reason, something about pilliness or clumpiness on the beret.
Oh, did you ask me that question?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bother you, but, his closing sentence was, good luck bidding and bid often.
Hold on. We've got to just rewind this whole thing. This is a guy.
It's an internet conversation.
Who contacted you on the web.
You will get a
about
email
the beret.
And email through your account, and it'll be questions about the product. And he asked, I thought it was a genuine question, if there was any pilling.
It was a genuine question.
All right, and my reply was, there is no pilling,
thank you. What's pilling?
Pilling is like on a fabric when it starts to...
Cotton, when it gets bumpy, it gets a little bumps.
Oh, pilling. Is that what it's called?
Right, yes. And whatever it is, it's bad, so this doesn't have it. And then I signed as I always do, good luck and bid often.
Bid high, number two, right?
What's your world record item? What's the most money you've ever gotten for an item? Single item.
It might have been that Rayburn microphone. Although there was a old Studer Revox tape deck that I pulled out of the trash here that sold for $413.
Hi!
Wow.
It's me, Super Goo.
Hello.
Some of the money goes to things that are good, like the children.
I've got my show. Hello.
Some of it.
Yeah. Some of it. A lot of it goes to the green bottle place.
A lot of it goes there. Some of it gets reinvested in other microphones.
Hello. You are on the air. Don and Mike's show.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Now we know where all the stuff that when we win things in contests and we never get it in the mail, we know what happens to it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No, you know what? I've never sold anything out of the prize closet. That's not allowed.
Okay, I know you've done this. Like, HBO is nice enough to send us stuff all the time.
Yes.
And quite often they'll send stuff and I'll just give it to Rob or give it to Joe. That stuff you've sold on HBO, right? The HBO stuff is you've sold?
I don't think so, because I think technically that is a conflict of interest.
Oh, so hold on. But 9/11 isn't.
No. 9/11 is not a client.
So the King of Queens jacket wouldn't be a conflict of interest.
Not a client.
Can I quote you on that?
Yes.
9/11's not a client.
That's right. I've good put that on a hat.
So profit away. I'm excited, though. This is cool. I'm excited.
I hope you know. I really, because Rob didn't know we were going to talk about this. I hope not embarrass you. It's just, I very rarely laugh like I laughed last night. And I couldn't call you.
No.
Because it was about you.
So but I love the fact that even in my absence, I entertain.
And that, yeah. I called Mike.
Well, it made me laugh was hearing you read them, because I was in bed. And I'm listening to him read the things, and I swear to God, you were reading them verbatim, and you were selling them, too. Bid with confidence.
That's right.
Check
the feedback.
Check out my other fantastic items.
Sometimes, depends on how much beer I've had.
Outstanding. Incredible.
That's right. Classic. No cheap knockoff here.
But what was great is when Don called me, we had both had our items put up for sale, so we could right. commiserate on that. And then the grand poobah was the Port Authority police hat.
Yeah, no. Well, anyway, hat. I mean it. I mean no disrespect.
Of course not. Of course not.
They're not a client.
To any Orientals.
But you have retail in your blood.
Oh, my God. You,
you do. You come from a long line of retailers.
It starts percolating sometimes.
And also, also
act on it.
From the email now,
yeah.
This has nothing to do with Rob.
Am I excused?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I may step down.
Bit often. Bit off.
Shut up.
Bit high, bit to buy.
Shut up.
He'll get more money now after we talked about it.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don. What's the opening bid for your kayak?
Oh. Yeah, for this kayak. Rob, I don't want you to sell my kayak.
I do work on commission.
Rob, sit down.
Do you really? I do not want you to sell my kayak.
30%.
Okay, Beth Ann has been telling me that I keep getting these emails at our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com,
yeah.
from these chicks, Desperate Housewives. And now they're not emailing because I've broken through the number three barrier.
Yeah.
Right. These are chicks that, like, want to date me. So, Buzz, would you please go to Match.com?
Oh, yeah, happily.
Let's see. Beth Ann tells me that there are a lot of these. Here's the one that we selected today. Hi, Don. I know you probably get tons of women emailing you now. And here's one more. Trust me, I'm not a weirdo stalker. No, why would I think that?
No, of course not.
But maybe 6 months down or more down the road, when you're ready to spend time with someone special, it might be me.
Right.
Right, whore.
Any pictures?
Well, that's what I'm telling you. That my profile is on Match.com.
Your profile? Or
hers
profile.
Is. And let me write down her username.
Okay.
And... someone will run that over. Robbie, can you run this over real fast?
Don't sell it in between this studio and the other one.
Or can you just remember that? One word?
You.
Yeah. And the number?
All right.
Okay. It says, my picture is posted. So you tell me the actress I most resemble. I don't know where, I don't know if I will be on 6 months from now, but you can check me out or have Rob check me out first. You and Mike have been making me laugh since 1988. Love, E.
E?
E.
Okay.
Yes.
So we're
going to
check out her photo.
Yep. So let's see what she looks like. Again, I ain't shopping, okay? This is not something I'm asking for. I'm not ready, obviously. I mean, Frida was my sweet angel. Please, it's been three goddamn months. But I've got to be honest with you. There's a part of me that's fascinated by this.
Who wouldn't be? You're a normal human being.
I've got to at least see. You know, I mean, I got to at least see who's out there. All right, let's check her out. Can you make... Can you make
very, no, I can't make that one larger, but I can click on more photos just underneath it.
Buzz, can you turn it towards me?
Yeah, as soon as I see what I'm doing here, Mike, yes.
Is that the picture?
That's her picture, yes, right there.
I can't even see it
very,
from where I'm at.
Very tiny.
She's not unattractive.
Is she a pig?
No, not at all.
No, she is not unattractive at all. She looks like who?
A little like Patty Heaton.
Yeah. Eee, that's not good.
No, she doesn't look like Patty Heaton.
Half Patty Heaton, half Paige from Trading Spaces.
A little more like Paige from Trading Spaces.
Very small.
I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you this time.
No way to blow it off.
Everybody's checking it. See, you're not the only one that's fascinated.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. I guess I could be getting some of that if I wanted.
Hey,
yeah.
You know.
No thanks.
You know, the fact that you're curious about it, of course, who wouldn't be?
Yeah. So anyway. Flattering. Nice.
She,
Send naked pictures.
You know, the one thing is, it's from the shoulder up.
Yeah.
So you didn't get a chance to look at just
the rack.
Yeah.
Send naked pictures to the website.
Well, didn't we have some of those?
Yeah, we did. Beth Ann deleted.
Shouldn't the prerequisite so that all of us can enjoy this this too? Don't you think that you should require all pictures to be full body shots?
Yeah, absolutely.
And sent directly to our website.
Absolutely.
So we can all enjoy them too. No reason, simply because you're not ready that we can't enjoy the photographs.
Hey, you know, I'm totally not going to see any of these chicks. I'm totally not going to. You know, I was having a conversation.
Is it comforting at all to know that there's interest out there at all?
Oh, no,
do anything? I mean, is it
no,
just curiosity?
These
like
are
anybody
creepy
would...
people from the internet.
No,
Jesus Christ!
Shall
no.
I send a wink?
What do you mean?
Shall I send a wink? You can click on it. There's a thing you can click on if you want to send a wink.
For what? For me?
Sure.
No.
Oh, but hey, you know what? You know what he's going to do.
Oh, yeah, I know.
He'll be flying out to wherever she lives.
Hey, and this is like, don't like be online and pretend you're me, Buzz. Don't be like, hi, I am so lost without Frida. Say, have you ever seen a picture of me?
I'm just going to click save me to favorites.
Okay, you do that.
You ought to take a closer look.
You do that.
The picture was not, Buzz, am I correct? Not, I couldn't see it as well as you could. Not unattractive.
That is true. And she...
In kind of a...
I read her profile.
Kind of an Eastern European way.
Exactly. You've nailed it exactly because I read her profile. And that would be her.
Did I nail it?
Yes.
Okay. Say no more, Nadia.
Hello there, Don. We will make beautiful music together.
I ain't ready for it. But keep them coming. And if you're going to send the pictures, like Mike said, send the nudes. So we can all have some fun.
You know, speaking of Russian, I got an old Russian lady in the Giant the other day in the grocery store.
You nailed her, huh?
Who was the most disinterested. I think it was Russian. I'm not sure. But I bought a subscription to the local newspaper, and they gave me $30 in for buying a year subscription.
Right.
They gave me $30 in Giant discount cards.
Wow.
So I said, great, I'll take them, and I'll go do my grocery shopping. I was doing all my grocery shopping for the week, and I'll bring it up to the front. So she walks up to the front, and there's one item that doesn't have a price on it. And she goes, how much is this? And just looks at me and goes, it was a smoky voice, so it was more like, how much is this?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't know. And I looked and I immediately cop attitude. I go, I don't know. And then at the very end, I said, do we have these coupons? She goes, yes. So she scans all the things. And the whole time she's moving beyond slow, where she's just taking things and putting them in the bag. Then at the end, I said, here are my coupons. She goes, you scan them first? I said, no, I showed them to you. You didn't tell me. I've never had one before.
Right.
I can't do anything. And I wanted to jump across the counter and just throttle this lady.
The good old days.
Unbelievable.
The good old days.
I really was ready to say, I believe, in tribute to you, as I was walking out, I may have made a moose and squirrel comment. But I realized that, excuse me, I guess they don't tell customers what to do when you're standing in line for toilet paper.
Loved your work with the KGB.
Va, va, va. Thank you so much. You must have scanned them first, otherwise I can't take them off your bill.
I couldn't do nothing.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hear me?
Every sputter.
S.J. Hello, hey.
Yeah.
Hello, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike, I'll sell your ponies and split the cost with you.
Your pony. Yeah. On eBay.
Well, don't bring up a sore subject.
How about the Abmaster?
No, I just found out some. I still have the pony. In fact, I'm the pony's now moving into a different category.
What, a dinner?
No.
Glue?
No, the ex is taking the pony from the guy that I own it with.
Yeah.
It's moving from his house to a stable close to where the ex lives.
Oh. She's getting your horse?
The kids are going to see the horse. Kids are into the horse like every day.
Right.
This stable now is going to be better for the horse, and it's going to be close to where the kids are. And in some silly little, moment of joy or happiness, I said, I'll take care of the monthly boarding for the horse. And I figured, yeah.
Stupid.
I really thought.
I love you.
I thought it was cheap.
I love you, but you're a stupid man.
I thought it's like $25 a month.
It's not. What, to take care of a horse? The horse that you bought your daughters? How much is it? Seriously, a month. It's got to be like, what is it, $500 a month?
$350 a month. Yeah.
And you said to the ex, Mrs. O'Mara, that you'd pick it up?
Yeah.
You know what?
What?
I'm not going to throw this at you very hard, but that's...
I didn't...
Throwing a pen at you. Just,
no.
Jesus Christ, dummy.
You
big dummy.
You're going to die with every nickel you've ever had. I'm going to die destitute. Some people have to do that. Some people have to do that in the world.
True. No, you don't have to die destitute.
Well, but I mean, it's just the way things work out some of the time.
You already got tipped over
mm-hmm.
and had half your money pour out.
Oh, you count both of them, a lot more than half.
Okay, I wasn't counting the first one.
Seriously.
But Jesus, come on. Call her up and say, listen, I had a change of heart about the horse.
You know it falls into that category that I don't do that. It really does. Believe me, if it was anything else, but it's them, they're into it. They weren't into it for a while, now they're into it again. So, I mean, if they, they like that, and they, it's them. It's them.
Okay. All right. I know. It's money. I mean, I hear.
And it's a little money compared to the big picture of monies that have been spent on failed marriages. in my life, it is not a significant amount compared to that. But right now, with my situation being what it is, it's just a little more that I wanted to spend.
You're going to have to turn to eBay.
A lot of people don't know this.
My apartment, I live in the Willow Lake Apartments in Laurel, Maryland. You know, I know it was a million years ago, but Jesus Christ, I lived in that apartment for $100 less a month. This is an animal that poops on the grass whenever it wants to, with a brain the size of an English walnut.
As you did in those days.
Jesus, though. And I had one bedroom and a nice little kitchenette. It was $250 a month. I know I had drug dealers that worked outside, but...
Sure.
Jeez, it was great for me. I was like 21, 22 years old. I was delighted with it. Now, what are they doing? Seriously, is it gold fixtures in the stable?
Here's what people don't know about Mike. I mean, we don't talk about our salaries because, frankly, it's nobody's business and who cares. But we're blessed. We make an awful lot more than we should. However, Mike lives paycheck to paycheck.
don't laugh.
I mean,
I'm
not playing the laugh, friend.
No way.
You bang. That's why I said to you.
Right.
Man, think about that. 500 times 12?
Sure.
You're paying $6,000 a year to take care of that horse. $6,000 a year.
That even hurts more.
How many sandwiches are you going to have to sell at Hank's Place now? Huh?
A lot.
That horse. How much horse meat are you going to have to sell at the Look Around Cafe?
A lot.
Okay, time out. Time out. Much more. We've only, as the carpenters say, and I truly miss them to this day.
Yeah.
Stay there. We'll be right back, everybody.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
You're going to tell me that you don't have no black cats, no Roman candles or screaming memes? You don't got no lady fingers, buzz buttles, snicker bombs, church burners, finger blasters, gut busters, zippity doo dahs, or crap flappers? No whistling bung holes? No spleen splitters, whisker biscuits, honky lighters, hoosker doos, hoosker don'ts, cherry bombs, nips and dazers, with or without the scooter stick, or one single whistling kitty chaser?
Snakes and sparklers are the only ones I like.
Well, that might be your problem. It's not what you like. It's the consumer.
The Don and Mike Show. Like 15 inches of strap-on comedy. The Don and Mike Show.
That's right. Welcome back to Bo Dam. Best of Don and Mike on vacation for a couple of weeks. Till then, you got me, your host, the legendary Joe Artinger, with you.
Got on board.
On this fine Tuesday afternoon, raining a little bit here on the East Coast. Hope it's nice where you are listening to the best of. Let's get right back into it. Tony Perkins, good friend of the show, visits the boys in studio. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Oh,
it's a homecoming.
There's Tony Perkins.
Hi, Tony.
Yay. How are you? Happy to be here. Thank you, Mike.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hello, buddy.
Michael,
how are you? Good to see you. How's it going?
It's going well.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
What I just had was like a little pretend moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like it was on Letterman.
Yes.
You know what Letterman...
We did the hugging.
But you couldn't hear that I said something of a personal nature to Tony.
You whispered to him?
Yes.
That's good. Was I want you?
Thank you.
No, I won't talk about Diane.
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
I was listening on my way here.
Yeah.
I can only stay for a minute.
Tony, first, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. We're
big fans. Tell us how it is that you go from being on Donnie Simpson's radio show to being the local guy on Channel 5. Then you get the cheery gig at Good Morning America.
Yep.
And then you're quitting Good Morning America to come back to Channel 5.
Yes.
Is it because of your family?
It is because of my family, yeah. You know, I still have a house here. I've been commuting every week to New York City. I love this area. Grew up here, went to high school here, went to American University with Mike.
Tony actually graduated we went in at the same time. Tony graduated, I stayed for another 7 years.
at the tavern, I believe.
Yeah, at the tavern. That's the name of the bar. Yes, nothing has really changed in my life. It was that was the name of our bar on campus. Clever name for it, the tavern.
Yeah, they thought a long time about that.
Yeah, that's when I started. Tuesday nights I would start and work my way through. The weekend started for me.
Ain't it a shock that Mike owns a bar now? Aren't you surprised?
Real shocked about that.
You know, it's like in the movie Silverado. It's the only place I'm truly happy.
So how did you come to this decision? I understand your family lives here, yeah. But for God's sakes, you were on Good Morning America. Yeah. You are on Good Morning America. Yeah. You come in right up to today's show's hiney.
That's how we like to characterize.
Why would you walk in? I mean, I understand the family thing, but really, all kidding aside, Good Morning America is on a really good roll, like the show's not been in 10 or 15 years.
Absolutely.
And there seems to be that chemistry there.
Right, that's right.
And now you're going to be gone. Why are you leaving?
You know, things just happen at the right time. There were things going on at GMA, or are things going on at GMA, and I happen to be in a period in my contract where if I want to go, I can go, and Channel 5 approached me. We've talked a couple of times over the years. They've been very nice about wanting to bring me back at some point, and it just so happened that the timing occurred now.
Uh-huh.
And you're right, it's coming at a weird time considering where the show is going, but, you know, the show is going very strongly, and it will continue to go strongly. And
did they put any kind of pressure on you at all? Did anybody just kind of say, come on, don't do it, come on, you know?
No.
I had to ask. I was thinking you'd say that.
To be honest about it.
Really? That surprises me, though, because you really have gotten in kind of a rhythm on that show.
I agree completely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So when you quit, how odd is it that you quit, and you've talked about it on TV. I saw you mention it on TV.
Yeah.
That they're going to let you work out. Not that they're going to let you work out. Like you're not going to pull your pants down on TV and say, I'm mad as hell, I'm not going to take it anymore. But in a way, you're like, you're a lame duck weather guy.
Lame duck weatherman.
The lame duck weatherman. How can I trust your forecast now? Because I know when you say, you know, now here's what's happening where you live, you really could just be turning around giving the finger going, you know, if you live like in Spokane.
But especially if there's like some airports out there that say, yeah, smooth sailing there, like you're flying into a blizzard.
Well, this is assuming you trusted my forecast before.
We did.
So how will it be? Will it be awkward for you?
No.
Because you're going to work, what, through the end of the year on Good Morning America?
Well, I'm going to work through sweeps, through November.
Okay.
My last day will be December 2nd. This is something that we talked about for a while. We've all worked it out. Well, I mean, we all still get along and everything.
Well, then what will you miss the most about it? I mean, really, it is the top of the food chain as far as, you know, weather guys. I mean, my God, everybody, you know, there are a million guys out in the heartland that would love to be doing it.
Right.
What are you going to miss most about it?
I will miss the fact that it is a very big stage. You know, there are about 6 million people watching every day. It doesn't really get much better than that.
Mm-hmm.
I had to really think about this and wrap my head around coming back to local. It's a very different kind of thing, but I was very comfortable here before. I worked with a good group of people.
And the quality of hookers is incredibly different.
Well, that is
I mean, let's face it.
You really can't beat the New York City hookers.
Actually, you can beat them if you pay them enough.
Now, when you come back to Channel 5.
Yes.
See, what people don't know about Tony.
What?
A lot of people don't know about Tony is that there was a time in his life did stand-up comedy.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
And I went to a stand-up. I went to a stand-up comedy show that Tony did.
You supported me, and I appreciate
some, like,
that.
Hole in the wall down in Annapolis, Maryland,
right.
And you were up there, like, in front of three people.
And he heckled me. He heckled me. One day I'm going to own a bar, and you can work it.
At Channel 5,
yes.
your future co-workers,
yes.
Some of them who may have been there when you were there before.
Is Morris Jones still there?
Mojo's not there, right? Sadly, no.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's probably calling us right now.
He probably is.
Hey, guys.
I'm really happy. He told he's coming back.
I do, Tony.
When you go back to Channel 5 now,
yes.
It's not your nature. You're a humble, sweet guy. But if you walk in like with a, you know how like they wear those sweaters, the scarves around the coat.
You're starting to paint a picture of like Ron Burgundy, aren't you? A little anger man.
I am Tony Perkins.
I know this isn't your style, but have you thought about just to make the statement? Coming in with a big cowboy hat.
I think I want to do the Huggy Bear look. Work a pimp hat.
Go for it.
Yeah. No, see, that's a stereotype. Yeah. I'm thinking you more of like Don Johnson and Nash Bridges.
No, that's
not.
You know, I know you're doing the family thing, and we're not going to have you talk about anybody. But what was the thing you liked least about the big gig?
Wow.
If you can say it. I mean, I know you got to work there for
besides Diane.
No. Well, you know, it's interesting when you work at the network. It's a big thing, and it, you know, people make decisions by committee, and it's a very political environment. You know, a lot of office politics goes on. I didn't like that.
Okay, sure.
But the gig itself was good.
All right.
Like that doesn't exist.
So doing the, it's kind of like what we say to people. Doing the show itself is
fantastic.
Is a blast. Absolutely. It's all the other crap. And well, it's nice to know at that
politics,
level.
But you know, the politics is there at Channel 5. It's just not
it's on a smaller scale.
On a smaller scale.
Yeah. And I think it'll be cool. I mean, they're happy that I'm coming back. I'm happy to be coming back. Mm-hmm. And I think it'll be cool.
Is it true they gave you part ownership in the TV station?
Yes, it is. It was a very demanding deal.
Now, what do you guys? You can't just be doing the weather at Channel 5.
No. I'm going to do a variety of things. When I was there before, I was doing movie reviews and Redskins highlights, previews, reviews, all that kind of stuff. And I'm going to do a lot of that stuff again. We have to work a lot of that out. But my main job is going to be doing the weather for Fox Morning News.
But I have don't BS it, BSer. I mean, eventually. I mean, whether it's 2 months, 3 months, 6 months.
I will be taking over the entire operation.
Right. The guy that's on at 10, the guy, the smirky guy that we like.
The guy that's always kind of lying. Is that Brian?
Brian Bolter.
Brian Bolter.
I don't even know him.
You know what he should be doing right now? Going to monster.com. I'm telling you.
Are we going to see you on the 10 o'clock news, too? Will you be doing some stuff for them?
I doubt that.
Okay, so it's the morning.
Will you be hosting any horror films?
In the afternoon, we're bringing that back.
They should bring stuff like that back.
Dialing for Dollars.
On local TV.
Wasn't Captain Tug on Channel 5?
It was Captain, yes. And then Captain 20. And Captain, in my hometown, we have Ranger Andy.
Yeah, I could be a captain.
And they were
Ranger.
All pedophiles. Now I know every single one of them.
I know here at Channel 5 that they wanted a big name, and it was between you and Dave Price.
Dave who?
We completed our trifecta the other day.
Yeah.
Actually, I still include Willard in that, so that's all four of them. We got all four
Willard's,
of them.
We finally had Al Roker on the other day.
Did you really?
Yes,
no one told me that when you asked me.
He was nice and funny. The first thing we said to him is that we're friends with you.
Yeah.
So that, you know, we really couldn't be nice to him. But we were pleasant with him.
He's a good guy.
In your time at Good Morning America, on that national stage, what is the single thing that you enjoyed the most? Was there any particular moment, anybody you met, anybody you got to interview, anybody you went to see? I mean, I know you did some stuff. You've done some stuff that you really dig doing on that show. Is there any highlight at all?
That's why I'm leaving. I got to do some great things, but probably the thing that stands out most is meeting, interviewing, and actually becoming friends with Ringo Starr, because I'm a huge Beatles fan.
Oh, my God. Still have a Beatles room in your house?
A Beatles room in my house. Wow. And Ringo, you know, Ringo sent flowers when my son was born 2 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a great guy. And just hanging out with him, singing with him on the show. I sang with a little help for my friends with him. It was cool. I'm a geek. You know?
And Ringo is the one that, you know, everybody makes fun of.
He's the Sam Huff of the Beatles.
Sam Huff of the Beatles.
Oh, I'm the Sam Huff of the Beatles.
You know, but at this point, really, I mean, your options are either it's Sir Paul or it's Ringo.
Well, that's right. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, why not? You're in with one of the Beatles.
When Paul comes in, Diane gets Paul. When Ringo comes in, I get Ringo.
Okay.
So when you're sitting down with Ringo Starr,
yes.
Do you tell him what a mega fan you are? Do you like? Do you salivate? And what is his reaction?
He was very cool. He was very he put me at ease because I thought I would be very nervous at first, and he put me at ease. He understands that most of the people who are going to meet him are going to freak out a little bit. They're big fans, so certainly they know his legacy. He puts you at ease. He's very comfortable, fun, nice guy, and we got along very, very well. He was impressed that I knew my stuff, that I didn't come in just asking the basic questions, the same old questions that he asked all the time.
Did you ask him that? The question I always wanted to know was, you know, who is a better drummer, him or that little girl on the Partridge Family?
That would have been it. And then you would have gone right into the wine cooler ad, right?
Where
he dressed as the polar bear or whatever.
With a bear head, are you kidding? Exactly. Let me see. When you're on Good Morning America, when you guys have, and you get into booking wars with the Today Show, when you've got the big stars coming by, who's the star that, since you've been with Good Morning America, who had, I don't want to ask you the meanest, the person, who had the biggest entourage? Can you think? I noticed. Yeah. Like, for instance, this morning,
Stevie Wonder has a large entourage.
I saw this morning the fantastic Stevie Wonder was on.
He was.
But let's take him out of the equation because let's face it, he gets a break because he's got to have an entourage.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's
okay.
True.
But beyond Stevie, you know, one time we
he needs at least an entourage of one.
Yes,
even when you're being nice to track my ass up.
You really do?
When we had Stevie Wonder on the show one time in person.
He did. He was here too?
He asked this question. I swear to God, I was sitting there.
Great
and you
Stevie
asked,
Wonder. I said, do you have any idea that you are dressed in a shower curtain right now?
And he loved it.
He laughed.
He absolutely loved it.
He had a great sense of humor. Yes.
Now, I would think that would be the best part of the gig.
Meeting those folks?
Yeah, like being able this morning to stand 3 feet away from Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder and George Clooney was on the show this morning. Oh. And he is, I mean, he's just, he's cool, he's funny. He's
okay for him. I am truly
Isn't he great?
Tell me. Seriously, Don has a thing.
If you were going to be gay.
Yes.
Well, I tell you, homo.
George Clooney.
Does he not wear a turtleneck like no other man?
I think he was wearing a turtleneck this morning.
Other than Steve Wonder, who is the celeb that came with the biggest entourage?
No. Not J-Lo, Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey.
That's great. That does not surprise me.
She's got a huge entourage.
And who is the celebrity that you can... Yeah. Who's the celebrity that you can remember who came in and was the least auspicious, that just came in under the radar and was just like, hey...
And in relation to their star...
You are not going to believe this. Tom Cruise.
Really?
This is before he went crazy.
Right.
Oh. He came in. He was with his sister, who's his publicist, maybe one other person. Mm-hmm. And not only was he cool, he hung out. Most of the stars do the show and rush out because they're going to Regis or they're going to beat somebody up or something.
Right.
He came in, he hung out. He signed autographs for everybody. We had a basketball player on that day. I forget who. So we had a hoop set up.
Right.
He was playing basketball throughout the course of the show. He was very cool.
You ever meet Regis?
I've met Regis, yes.
And your impressions of Regis?
Regis is in person exactly as he is on the air.
Really?
He's ornery and, he if there's something he's interested in, like Notre Dame, he's fascinated. If he's not that interested, he's not interested.
Right. Okay. All right. Lots of liver spots?
No, he looks very good.
No. I won't ask. I kid, of course, about Diana. I kid about that. Charlie Gibson, you have it seems to me, as being an avid TV watcher, you have a real good relationship with Charlie Gibson, that Charlie Gibson, like, digs you, and you two could almost do the show by yourself.
You know what? You're very observant, and
that's all I do is watch TV now.
Well,
that's all I did before.
About five inches from the screen, right?
Dude. But yeah. What is it about Charlie Gibson that enables him to go from being a guy that you would honestly trust reading the news to where he could like goof around with you?
I think he is just completely down to earth. He is again what you see. I think the people who are most successful in TV are in person what they seem to be on TV. Johnny Carson, I think, whoever. Charlie Gibson is that way. He's very down to earth.
Martha Stewart's that way.
Yeah, right.
No,
that's the exact opposite.
I know, but really, what about Charlie Gibson? I bet he has a wicked sense of humor in his life, right?
He has a great sense of humor, and I would say of the people on the air on that show, he is my best friend. He's been there for me. I've been able to ask advice of him.
Was he the toughest one to tell this thing to?
He absolutely was.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
And among the people on Good Morning America, you guys that are on the show, I mean, it's publicized everywhere now that the Today Show is not the ratings monster it was, and you're creeping right up. Do you guys, does the talent, as they call you guys, do you guys ever really sit around and go, do you realize that we're almost about to beat this incredible buzzsaw of 10 years?
Yeah, you know what, people don't believe me or believe any of us when we say this. Not really. I mean, obviously we're aware of what's going on, and the ratings reports come out every week, and I mean, we know what's happening, but we don't sit around and say, okay, what can we do tomorrow and that'll take us over the top?
I mean, you don't ever get to just sit back and go, oh, hey, screw Matt Lauer. Screw him and screw the horse.
We want to know if it's like radio. Is it like radio where we're all down here in the trenches? No, it's not like that.
It is very competitive. There's a lot of money at stake and all of that, but really we just do our jobs. We go to work every day, do the jobs as best we can.
And how tough was it to cover that? Because they sent you down after Katrina and all that. How tough was that? Was that tough to do?
Katrina was tough. Luckily, I was in the storm, but I was in Mobile, Alabama, so we were getting we didn't get hit as hard as New Orleans got hit. But it was the roughest storm I've ever been through. The after part of that is very tough to deal with because you're there as people are coming back and seeing that their homes are gone and all that, and it's not fun.
Okay.
It's a tough part of the job.
How big a tool is Sam Champion?
What does that mean?
Listen, here's a guy. All I know is he's on Channel 7 in New York.
Yes, he is.
And he works in the building that you do Good Morning America out of.
And I'm the champion. And isn't he on? He's on some other show.
He's on the Regis show.
He's on Regis.
Whenever there's like a blizzard, they go to Sam Champion. And all Kelly Ripa says is, oh, look how cute he is. And he's just like a doorknob. I mean, really. It's like, hey, my daughter. I just a guy. And they make a big deal about it. He's the guy at WABC.
Yeah.
Do you think that they're going to give that pretty boy the gig?
They might ask him. I don't think he would do it. He has a great job. He's the main guy at Channel 7 in New York. I think he's probably the highest paid local weatherman in the country. He's got a great gig. He gets to fill in when he wants to. He does these other things, fills in on Regis every now and then.
What would you tell your successor at Good Morning America? What advice would you have for the next person to
watch out for DS?
That was Don Geronimo.
That is a good question, though.
It is. What advice would you have for working in the big city? Which it is. Network television. Yeah. Doesn't get any bigger than that.
Money belt, right? Never carry a wallet.
Never.
Money belt.
Have your entourage carry the wallet.
Have your entourage.
I don't know. I would just, have fun with it. I try.
You seem as relaxed as I've seen you in a long time. You seem like you're psyched to get back here and do this.
I mean, I know people don't understand it. It seems illogical. But, actually, I'm not the first one to do this.
I read the article in the Post, and the first time I understood is when it was family. I think that anybody, I know Don understands. I mean, when you see that, there are people that put that, especially in the, you're not exactly the first person that's done it either.
Right, right.
Other people have come back to local because they want to have more of a family life.
That's why Mike and I have never really achieved anything in radio.
Because
our dedication to family.
Our love of family.
And Mike's bar.
Absolutely. Yeah. I want to be close to where I can drink with my name on the
bus. That's right. I think where Michael Jordan said he's quitting basketball because he wants to be with his kids. The, 2 days later, he joins a baseball team.
I know.
And you're on a baseball team, you're out of town like 8,000 times when you're playing basketball.
Want to be close to the family.
He might have been home for 2 days and realized, ooh, big mistake.
Right. So when do they start running the commercials on Channel 5 for you?
I don't know. We haven't done anything yet. I have to shoot promos and pictures and all that. I guess we'll do that in December, and I'll be on the air in January.
So I know you don't want to say you've got to be like making the big bucks, right?
Things are good.
Doing
good for you.
Make network money from Channel 5. Hope you do. I know you are. You got a good deal.
I got a very good deal.
You
got
to buy the short hair.
30-year contract.
30 years.
30-year contract.
I would not sign a 30-year contract with anybody.
On Metro Media 5.
Yeah.
Very, very
Remember
exciting.
That? Yeah.
So you'll be on in the morning. We look for you like the crack of dawn on the morning.
Very early. That's the hardest part. I'll be on starting at 5 a.m. Mm-hmm.
Is there a help wanted sign now? Is there a help wanted sign in that Good Morning America set?
Probably this weekend they're putting it up.
Probably this weekend. And seriously about Diane Sawyer. And now I'm not kidding.
Okay.
She just appears that she would every day, regardless of what I think of her personality, she looks like she would smell fantastic every day.
He is so good.
He sits five inches away from the television.
And not that annoying like hooker smell.
No.
You know what I mean?
Not
with too much perfume. But I'm sure she wears just enough.
She has when we're all, the four of us are together at the desk, I'm standing right next to her, and every morning she has this very pleasant, light, almost citrusy.
I knew it.
Mm-hmm. She really does. Yeah,
I knew it. She's washing constantly. I mean, that's a compliment. You know what?
She washes constantly. That's a compliment. Diane Sawyer washes constantly.
Are you gonna? I asked you about Charlie. Are you gonna miss Robin Roberts? Because I've been a fan of Robin Roberts since she was on ESPN.
You are a fan of Robin.
Yeah, and she's outstanding as the newsreader on Good Morning America.
I think I actually think what happened when they brought her in. That's when everything really started to click, and I think that's when we really started to make the big strides. I think she's fantastic.
Cool.
She's great.
I agree. And
well, so are you on that show. I'm going to miss you. You know, I mean, we went to school together, and I always, I used to really brag about knowing you, and, it's great that you're coming back. Not a chance that I can brag about.
It's absolutely over now.
The guy that's on in the morning, I know him.
I'll still do so. I'll pop up nationally. You'll see.
Ah, good to hear that. All right.
But you are now. Now you're just the guy that replaced Tom Sater. In my mind, that's all you are.
Thanks for bringing me back to Earth.
The guy that replaced my favorite weatherman. And seriously, when you get to Channel 5, maybe you can just break up a Benadryl and slip it in Holly Morris's
you know, her muffin. I don't mean her muffin. I mean her, you know, in her breakfast.
That's not how you use Benadryl.
Wow.
You know what I mean. Tony, you like the football?
I like the football. You know, I love the football.
As it turns out, Nancy is busy with some Yom Kippur stuff this weekend, so we'll have Nancy on the show next week.
Okay.
Or 2 weeks. It's JB next week.
And when we say Nancy, Tony, we're talking about Jim Nance.
Oh, I was going to say, who's Nancy?
But we call him Nancy because he's such a girl. So long.
So I think it's next week it's JB, then it's Nancy.
Okay. Uh-huh.
But we got no guest for football, so let's pick three games.
That was a good build-up. We have nobody else. Tony's sitting here.
We're combining the segments.
Yeah.
Is what we're doing.
Okay, yeah.
Very excited.
Here are the three biggest games this weekend. Jaguars at Steelers. And Mike and I can only pick a team. You're the only one that's allowed to give a reason.
Right.
Oh, okay.
You can justify.
Can you tell me what their records are?
Yeah, Jacksonville's 3-2.
Yeah.
Steelers are 3-1. Games at Pittsburgh. I will take the Steelers. Mike.
I will also take the Steelers.
I'm also taking the Steelers. I've seen a little bit of the Steelers play. They look good. They look like they're hungry, so I'll go with them.
All right.
Okay. Your Washington Redskins, 3-1 at Kansas City, 2-2. And once again, against my better judgment, I will take the Redskins.
Mark Brunell has now moved into the slot as my fantasy quarterback.
That's good.
I'm backing up Michael Vick with his bad knee. I had to put him in there.
Hey. We are not allowed to explain to pick.
Yeah, what is this?
Just pick.
But I'm going to pick the Chiefs.
There you go.
Wow. Ooh. Well, you got guts. I'm a big Redskins fan. Love the Redskins. I think they showed a lot of heart last week, but I think the Chiefs will beat them, unfortunately.
And then you've got New England at Denver. Mm. New England, without a doubt.
Yeah, New England.
Absolutely, New England.
There we go.
All right, those are the picks. So let's see, when you get back to town,
yes.
Don't be a stranger.
I will not.
I don't know if you've heard or not. We did not get the morning show, so we will not be able to call you in the morning and have you on our show.
Exactly.
I will come by any afternoon you want me to do.
But we would love to see you, and welcome back, and congratulations on really getting what you wanted.
Thank you very much.
Because it takes balls to do that, and I admire that. I think, and I wish you the very best of luck. You know, you're one of the good guys.
Come back in January when we can talk.
Yeah. Yes, you know. Well, remember, my last day, December 2nd at GMA, first day at Fox, January 2nd. And so there is. You got 4 weeks where I can tell you the truth.
He can be completely honest during that 4 week period.
Let's book that. And one thing, when you get to Channel 5,
yes,
just call us and tell us which bathroom Will Thomas uses.
Oh, that's the best. You've heard it.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
There's even money. Yeah. Could be either one, Tony.
Not a chance there's even
money.
We're
not making that pick, are we?
Not today.
Hey, the great Tony Perkins,
Tony,
everybody.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming.
Get out of here. Go back to your Beatles room.
Thank you, Tony.
Thanks a lot.
Bye. Go be with your family, for God's sakes. You just took the train in, right?
Yeah.
Training?
Yeah.
Okay, get out of here.
There you
go. Go be with your family.
We'll go talk. Now we're going to talk about you. See you later. There he goes.
Uh-huh.
Good guy.
There he is, Tony. Tony Perkins. Just fired from Good Morning America.
Because he's black.
Yes, that's exactly right.
And I agree, Rob. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Obviously drunk.
Yeah, yeah. He was inebriated. Yeah. He was completely drunk.
Got a problem with the bottle.
Oh, man, that's embarrassing. You know, he wasn't like that back in the AU days. It was strictly, no, he was right. Rob's right. It was strictly narcotic.
I smell a little of that.
Think it was weed?
Yeah, of course. It's amazing.
He's a good guy.
Hope Channel 5 knows what they're doing. Really
loose
do.
Cannon.
He is a loose cannon. Cannon. Very dangerous man.
Out of his mind.
Very dangerous. And really, don't tell anything. If these for people over Channel 5, you say anything, he's like a tape recorder. It's amazing. It's terrifying.
You're ready for the crazy forecast.
Yeah, the crazy forecast that made no sense. That's stuff they dealt with at GMA all the time.
Snow in July and, man, incredible clouds, beautiful colors.
Okay, get him off the set. Get him off the set.
Have I mentioned I'm really into the Beatles? All right, thank you, Tony.
Yeah.
I think we had calls for him, but, well, too bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, call him at Channel 5.
Yeah.
Or just call it from New York and call it. I love it when he calls it GMA.
Mm-hmm. GMA?
That's how an insider speaks.
That's true.
Right back on TDAMS.
What's that?
The Time Mike Show.
Stay there. We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, who are that dang old internet, man? You just go on there and point and click, get in there and talk about www.com, and you got them naked chicks on there, man. You go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
The Don and Mike Show. Come. Watch them stem the rose. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right, and don't forget, while... Oh, excuse me. Got a little of that weather in my throat on the East Coast today. Anyway, for all things Don and Mike while they're on vacation, go to donandmikewebsite.com and you can catch up on all the things the guys have been doing over the past few months. You can download stuff. You can buy stuff at the store. And don't forget that this segment is brought to you by Ford. Bold moves. And this segment is a good one because it's Don's brother Jimmy on the best of Don and Mike.
There'd be a lot of remote control boats and cars if he did.
Let's see if he's around. Give us some words of wisdom for the weekend. He lives for the weekend. He loves to bang on that drum all day.
Hello?
There he is.
Hola.
Jim.
Here he is all the way from... Well, where are you today? Are you on the road right now?
Racine, Wisconsin. Did you hear that horn?
Yeah, we heard it. Wait, did you say Racine, Wisconsin?
Racine.
Where is Racine?
North of Kenosha. South of Milwaukee.
That's made famous in the movie A League of Their Own.
There you go. So I mentioned how when you called me this morning, you said you were loaded, and I immediately thought that you were drunk. And as it turns out, you were just... What were you loading this morning, Jimmy?
Concrete.
Oh, you're driving the concrete truck again.
Yeah, I've been doing that for the last 4 years.
So that's kind of on and off, though, isn't it?
Yeah. In the wintertime, we get laid off.
Okay. Aren't we almost getting to prime unemployment time?
Probably the end of November, we'll start our unemployment. In the middle of December, I'll be out to mooch off of you.
Perfect. Always love hearing that.
Oh, how will you be spending your unemployment this year?
Hanging out at the house.
Any hunting?
Bow hunting's already started. It's going to close, the first week in November. Then it'll open up till January.
How many defenseless animals have you killed this year?
None. I haven't even gone.
Not even squirrel hunting?
Nope.
Wow.
What's your newest remote control toy?
Oh, man. Marnie's pissed at me because I just won one off of eBay.
eBay again.
Okay,
winner.
Jimmy, you don't win off eBay. You buy it off eBay.
I won the bid. So actually, I did win. Winner. I won the bid.
IW Bank. He's a winner. So you were the highest bidder, and what kind of device did you purchase?
It's an 8-scale dirt buggy.
And it goes real fast.
Yeah.
How much
supposed
did you...
to do like 80.
Do you a remote control thing that goes 80 miles an hour?
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you mind me asking how much you paid?
About $250.
Oh, boy. Marnie didn't like that, huh?
That's my brother's wife.
Yes. Boy, I bet she's pissed. Jesus.
She's not really pissed. She just said, I told her, I said, hey, I just bought myself a birthday present.
Is that how you justified it?
Yes, it is.
Right.
This is
funny. Do you see something wrong with that?
No.
My brother has a birthday coming up at the end of this month.
Ah.
This
many times have you all bought yourself a birthday present?
I've bought them tons of times.
Yeah, I've done it.
There
I don't.
You go.
Listen, don't. You're not on the roids, are you? You're very aggressive today.
you're scaring.
I mean, you're not on those truckers' goofballs, those things that keep you awake for like 5 days, are you?
No.
All right.
I'm home every night, man. So I get to have sex and steak every night.
Sex and steak. Maybe you could pick up Marnie something that she might like. I don't know, like extra trash bags or something like that. just say it's a gift. Bring it home.
Okay. But this will make you laugh. How old will you be on October 30th?
45.
Wow.
45. He's going to be
younger
40.
Than both you and me.
It doesn't matter, Mike. It's him. It's
he will always
Jimmy.
Be 25 to you, won't he?
Oh, lower.
20?
Lower.
18?
Lower.
12?
Ballpark. Ballpark.
Man, oh man, with his little dune buggy that goes 80 miles per hour. Man, slam that into the neighbor's car.
All right, so let's see. Jimmy, I love asking you because you give us a unique take on things. You know,
I don't have much time. I just got done pouring. I got to wash out before the stuff gets hard in my chute.
You got to wash out?
Yeah.
All right,
let me ask you, what do you think of Desperate Housewives thus far this year?
Oh, I don't care about it. I've never seen it.
Can you name any of the Desperate Housewives?
No.
Can you name three teams that are in the baseball playoffs right now?
The Yankees.
Wrong.
Wrong.
Would you like the Marlins.
Wrong.
The Brewers.
The Brewers. Can you tell me who's in?
The Red Sox.
Can you tell me who's
no.
in? Can you tell me who's in?
The White Sox.
Who's in there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's in
the
first?
Cubs.
Who's in first place for the Nextel chase for the Cup?
Tony Stewart.
There. Bingo.
There you go. Where's the race this weekend?
I have no idea.
Oh, even I know this. It's at Lowe's down in Charlotte.
Oh, okay.
How many miles is this weekend's race?
Oh, I don't know. 400 or 500.
Well, pick
can
one.
You
pick one?
500.
That's right.
Can you name our president's most recent Supreme Court nominee?
Oh, I bet you.
No, I can't.
$1 million he couldn't. No.
That old, isn't it that old lady?
Yes, yes.
That's right.
That's the correct name.
That old wrinkled up prune.
He gets credit for that one. He doesn't have to give me a name.
Who is Karl Rove?
Have no idea.
He is a basketball player for the Phoenix Suns.
Right. Oh, okay.
Yes, he's the architect of their offense.
And, Jimmy, do you believe that Tom Cruise impregnated Katie Holmes, or do you think it was done with a turkey baster?
Turkey baster.
Mm-hmm. How about this? What famous Hollywood pop couple has just been rumored to have split up?
I have no idea.
That's big. She was in a movie recently about a TV show. She has huge jugs. She's got blonde hair, big teeth, and her husband is a big, stupid dope.
I have no idea.
This is how he'll get it. She was in the movie The Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, Jessica Simpson.
That's it.
I got to stay away from them boobs.
That's right. Yes. Dogging with Jimmy Sauce. Jimmy, I understand when you grew up, your parents treated you bad. Your brother says they treated you bad. Verbally abused you. Were you, the one they call dumb and stupid?
Am I the one they call who?
Did they, your parents, had the nicknames for you?
They had so many of them.
But they called one of you dumb and one of you stupid. Which were you, Jimmy?
I thought I was dumb.
Yes, dummy, that would be the correct answer.
Did you have fist fights with your brother?
Yeah, there was a couple of them.
Your parents, the way they talked about organs, your sex organs.
The organs?
Why would they call your buttocks your coolie?
I have no idea.
What's
why
wrong
they call
with those people? Jimmy, I understand that you like your brother. You're adopted. How's that? you found out about it, like your brother, long after you were an adult. How's that feel?
Oh, it felt bad at the time.
Jimmy, you're from the Dairy State, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Do you like cheese?
Doesn't everybody like cheese?
Do you drink milk?
Yes.
Good. Excellent.
Toby Keith is great. Don't you think?
Yeah, I gotta go.
He's not having fun with
some
it.
Man hard to whatever
do
order
do both
you
at the same time. Yeah.
Sounds like they're related.
All right, thanks. Well, have a good weekend. Call me during football.
Okay.
All right, I'll see you.
All right, bye.
Goodbye.
There he goes.
There he is, really. He's one of the truckers out there pissing you off.
Yeah.
You know, if there's one of those trucks that's going like 85.
Oh, man, a cement truck? Cement trucks are the worst.
You know him. Yeah, hey there.
Cement trucks, dump trucks, any kind of truck.
He's the greatest, isn't he?
He is fun.
I mean, it really doesn't get much more real than that.
Hazard. Jessica Simpson!
Oh, well, also, I had another note here. End of the week, try to get as many of these things done as we can.
Mm-hmm.
We did not celebrate Yom Kippur yesterday.
Right.
We will now try to call Alan Limewan.
To
General Manager
belatedly
Corey.
Wish him happy holidays.
A Yom Kippur recap.
All right.
So let's
ask him how it was. You might remember that Alan Linewan was our fearless leader a short time ago.
He will not be wanting this call. I mean, he's not expecting it.
He was the guy that used to hide down in his office before he was replaced by the turtle.
Alan has no idea we're calling him.
Boy, will he be surprised. and delighted. Oh, dear.
Well, at least we'll get his voicemail. We'll hear
Hi!
That.
Hello.
Hey, Alan, it's Don and Mike.
Alan, how are you?
Hey, guys.
Hey, we're on the air.
How about this? Hey, can you hear that enthusiasm?
Making a deal.
He's busy.
Hey, guys.
Making a deal. Alan, you're on the air. I hope that's okay.
Hey, of course it's okay.
You know, since you left, there's no polite way to put this. There's nobody Jewish left. I mean, I don't know what Hughes is doing here.
They've been expunged.
Cameron is the only Jewish guy left. How was Yom Kippur? We have nobody to ask.
This is our belated holiday call to you, Alan.
Thank you, guys. It's very nice of you. It was a very, very nice, solemn holiday.
Mm-hmm. This is the solemn one, right?
Yeah, you know what? We have to repent for all your sins, and as you could imagine, I was in temple all day.
Yeah. Lots of atoning.
But then do you?
Lot of atoning.
Don't you have a kind of a party at night?
Yeah, you call it, because you fast all day, so you break the fast at night, yes.
All right,
I wouldn't call it a party, I would call it what would I call it?
A party.
I don't know, you're pretty famished by the time
it was a nice eating party.
So the whole family gets their eat on then, right?
That's right.
All right.
And Yom Kippur sets the tone or gives you some idea of what kind of year you're going to have, is that right?
Well,
the year ahead?
Oh, you're sort of repenting and
attending right.
the sins of the prior year, so...
Right.
You're cleaning the slate, so to speak.
I'm going to applaud Alan for diving right into
ready
this.
For a new year. Then.
How many times did you have to atone for things that you thought about Michael Hughes? I mean, I don't know how. I can only come at Alan from the Catholic perspective, where it was,
right.
You know, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. You
sure.
know, I said my boss is a jerk face, and I wish he died. In a, whatever. Yeah. I mean, I know that. I don't know if that's how it works
right.
for you, but.
Well, who knows? Hey, he hasn't answered yet. This might be when he goes into his defensive crouch.
No, I wish everybody all the best.
Sure, of course.
That means he was doing some atoning.
And how's New York treating you, Alan?
You know, it's great. It's a big city, as you guys know. You were here for a while.
Oh, hey, come on. We failed there. We know how great it is up there.
Yeah, I don't know if you failed.
Oh, come on.
Is it hard to atone when you lead a perfect life?
I'm sorry, who was that?
That's good.
That's familiar.
That's just good. Some ghosts, some ghosts
like
of Christmas past. All right, well, Alan, happy belated Yom Kippur. Again, I don't know what Hughes is doing here.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there used to be a real nice mix here.
People are disappearing. Pretty incredible when somebody can make you look good, Alan.
Yeah, I'm sure everything's fine.
Yes, of course
right.
it is.
Sure of it.
It's just super peachy.
All right, it's good talking to you. Happy holiday. Thanks.
Good to hear your voice.
Thanks for being on the show,
Take
Alan.
Take care, Alan.
Hey, Buzz, how you doing?
I'm well, Alan. Have a great year. Good to hear you.
Hey, thanks, guys. Good job, too.
Bye-bye.
Good job,
good to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Alan, line one. His 2 cents.
Good luck to David Lee Roth.
He sounds happy.
That was funny.
He's always been good.
He didn't sound happy at all.
That might be the meanest, funniest thing you've ever said.
Mm-hmm.
That thing.
Thank you. Thank you. It was kind of thrown in there at the end. It kind of got lost.
Would you repeat it, please?
I said, "How does it surprise you?" Did I say that you're making this that this guy can make you look good?
Because you're such a screw-up.
I don't even know how I said it.
I don't
remember how it went.
It was slid in on a spatula.
It was
so
very
deft.
It was, yeah. Yes.
Anyway,
I can't believe he said it. Betsy. Did you hear that, Betsy?
I hope everybody does well.
Yeah, no, he doesn't.
It's not true.
No, he doesn't.
It's not true.
He had to go to temple yesterday with his Michael Hughes voodoo doll. Sticking pins right in the crotch.
And Michael Hughes is like, you know, taking on positions like that David Spade ad.
Yeah, like, oh, God.
Such tiny glasses on that doll.
What's in your wallet?
I stuck him with a pin.
Whoa. Yelling at them.
I told you about the time that I was calling.
Nothing but the best.
I was calling a friend of mine and accidentally dialed
Alan?
Him.
Yes.
Yeah. And sometimes,
awkward.
Yes, when you just don't have anything to say.
I've done it too, and you think you're going to maybe hang up, but
right.
then there's the thought it could be a callback or God
sure.
forbid. God forbid he sees your name come up.
Yeah. Well, it's so great to talk to him. No, it's not.
Why did Mike and Rob call me?
Anyway, there's Alan.
Yeah.
And he's on the list of former general managers.
Alive and alive.
We could actually call a few of them to wish them Yom Kippur.
Some would not take our calls.
He's at the retirement home now, right, Alan?
Yes. But we would get back to that same old argument about Ken Stevens.
Yeah.
The same argument that we're now having about Jim Nantz.
Exactly.
Not that it matters, but really, you know, Ken Stevens was the general manager before Allen.
Right.
There was always the discussion about, first, if he believed in God, and second, if he did believe in God, which God he believed in.
Yes, playing that wonderful game we call Goy or Not Goy.
Do you even think Ken Stevens is his real name?
No.
I mean, doesn't it sound a little DJ?
I stand by the name we gave him a long time ago. It's Carlos the Jackal.
Carlos the Jackal. And, you know, that guy really has been under a rock since he got fired to the whole Opie and Anthony.
Vanished.
How come he hasn't gone to cable radio with all of his buddies?
Well, you say he's been under a rock. It's tough to leave a place where you're most comfortable.
That's true.
I'm really good at insulting former general managers.
Yeah.
It's almost like you don't like them.
Maybe you're right.
We're here with Ken Stevens.
Have you always had the bad judgment?
Ken, the pockmarks.
The skin tags.
Skin tags, that's what I was trying to make. The skin tags.
When you were in high school, did people try to bite them off?
You ever want to just pull on them?
Maybe you could snip it.
We did. We wanted to take the tweezers to them.
You know what would be better is like a piece of jewelry for it.
Pierced,
yes.
Tiny little earring.
Pierced skin tag.
Tag piercing.
All right, anyway, that's Alan and happy Yom Kippur and Jimmy, who I'm sure, you know, we could have said, do you like Yom Kippur? He's the third baseman for the Yankees. And he said, yeah, he's fantastic.
Yeah, dude.
And we'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Goblin!
Goblin!
What do you think of my spread, huh? Can you believe it? They used to test H-bombs on this beautiful piece of property.
Eddie, don't you worry about radiation.
All I know, Clark, is that my teeth have never been whiter and my garden is spitting out 50-pound tomatoes.
The Don and Mike Show.
The enemy of whatnot. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's right. The enemies of what not. I'm your host, Legendary Joe Archer, with you on this Best of Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike taking a couple of weeks off. Well-deserved. And so, we've got best of for you for a couple of weeks. Great, great stuff. Let's get right back into it. It's time for a game. Join me for a game, won't you? It's the Busted Game, one of the best on the Best of Don and Mike.
Busted. And the Dimension giving away a DVD player, portable DVD player from the WB, their new show, Supernatural. And also a trip to Las Vegas from Independence Air. Travel and Leisure Readers voted Independence Air one of the nation's top three airlines. Go to FlyEye.com. Low fares, convenient schedules, and FlyEye's tender loving service. Sign up for the iClub. Get 500 iPoints. FlyEye.com. The official airline of the Don and Mike Show.
That's right. I love that airline.
Independence Air. Go your own way. I was almost going to give them one of my ad-lib endorsements.
You should.
No, but the last time I did, they got mad.
Oh, really?
It was something like Independence.
They don't like that. No, they wouldn't like that. Yeah. They don't enjoy that.
No. They're great.
They've been very good.
Well, I fly Independence Air.
I've flown it a couple of times.
Me too. We fly for free.
We love it.
But I would pay. I would gladly pay.
Sure.
Twice.
How about this, then? Because that is kind of harsh, and I don't want to piss them off.
No.
Independence Air. Spider-free for 26 months.
Bingo.
How about that?
I like that.
Because Beth Ann got bitten by the spider down in a hotel in the Outer Banks. It had nothing to do with an airplane.
No. Nothing at all.
And now
my whole family's coming to visit me. They're all flying Independence Air.
If they haven't canceled the account...
I don't think they have. Spider on a plane. Come on. That's crazy.
Very high.
All right, let's bust it. Here we go. 877-365-3636.
This here's a sample of all the fellas.
This is back when I used to enjoy rap. Listen to this fellow.
What school did he go to?
Understand every word he's singing. Not talking about killing his bitches.
Next day's function. High class function.
Yes. Look at my brother. Bust a move.
You say neato, check your libido, and cruise to the church in your new tuxedo.
See, now I'm dancing.
No wonder we all enjoy it so well.
Now I'm dancing.
It's wonderful.
Any rapper that starts with MC is okay.
Bingo.
Okay, let's get to the calls. And here we go. We'll start with this person. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Welcome to Busted. Hello?
Don, Mike.
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
This is Jason.
Jason, where are you from?
Jason.
Jason.
I'm from Radford, Virginia.
Jason, what will you be busting today?
I got a vacuum cleaner.
All right.
What are you going to do to your vacuum cleaner?
How are you going to bust it?
Well, I thought about taking it out back and breaking it, pounding it into the ground.
Uh-huh. All right, you know, we leave the driving up to you. I find that a nice rubber hammer always works. Oh,
or it doesn't have to be a rubber hammer.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, and I avoided it when we were talking about the rappers with MC and... you know, if that man doesn't die from that spider bite, she's really got to book him on the show so we can end this.
Yeah. Let's end.
Click, click, click.
Okay, let's go. Go ahead, do it.
Well, I also thought I raided the closet here and found some old fireworks, I thought.
Oh, yes.
Now.
Yes.
Now you're talking gold, Jerry.
You know, maybe stick it in the bag and get a little dust cloud out here in the backyard.
That's a great idea. Get to it, Jason.
I'm telling you, it's gold, Jerry, gold. Ovaltine.
Why
do they call it Ovaltine when the box is square? I mean, whatever that dumb Jerry Seinfeld thing is.
Who are these people?
That's one of the greatest Jerry Seinfelds of all time is when he wants to bomb on purpose because the guy who says, hey, that's gold, Jerry, because he wants him to do bad. Right. And he goes out, Jerry Seinfeld goes out wearing like a carrot top suspenders and big flop sweats, and he just can't stink worse.
Right.
And it's the one where somehow Kramer has been sunbathing in butter.
Yeah. Is that where he looks like a turkey?
Yeah. And at the end of the episode, Newman's in there, and Newman wants to eat Kramer, and they run through on stage, and the guys from NBC come to the crappy comedian, and they say, that was the most brilliant piece of improv we've ever seen with the people running on the stage. We want to offer you a developmental deal.
The bad comic was named Kenny Banya, wasn't it?
Kenny Banyan.
Banyan. Banyan yep. or Banyan? Yeah.
I think it was Banyan.
You know, and I don't know why it is now that I can look at Seinfeld and say, that's funny, even though those were a bunch of disjointed ideas that don't really belong together.
Right.
And my only criticism of Curb Your Enthusiasm would be that Larry David, it seems to me, goes too far to tie everything together, like on the episode from last Sunday.
Obsessively, yes.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Maybe someday I'll change my mind. Are you ready?
I'm ready, sir.
All right, let's do it. Let's go, Jason.
Like at the very end of the Curb Your Enthusiasm, where he looks at the camera.
Yes.
It's the here it is. Bit.
Okay.
This is very disappointing thus far.
No surprise.
This is Jason.
Come on, Jason.
All right, guys. That sucked. You're right.
You gotta go.
Get off the phone. Oh, listen.
You couldn't wait.
Only real contenders, please. No players. Hello, Donna. No players.
No. What I was gonna say before Jason jumped in there was Are you talking about the tooth fairy thing where?
Yes.
He had to tie the tooth fairy thing in, and then you know the original argument in the hallway about the tooth fairy was extremely forced.
Although I gotta say, if you watch that Curb Your Enthusiasm from Sunday again, the fat guy's wife, the agent's wife.
Yeah.
I laugh just when she goes...
It doesn't matter what she says.
F you, Larry. You ruined it, Larry. You stupid effer.
You stupid F.
Yeah, that's it. You stupid F.
Right.
She's standing there in the bedroom with Larry.
And how about the fat guy lying on the couch? Does he look natural in that position or what with his socks?
Oh, the fat
Chip
guy?
Garland?
Yeah, with his wife.
The manager.
Socks. He's great.
The greatest thing is when Susie calls her husband a fat F. You fat F.
She's fantastic at that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Matt.
Hi there, Matt. Welcome to Busted. What will you be busting today?
I'm at a job site out in the plains, and I'm going to be busting some ceramic tile.
Now, yes. this has the possibility. And again, if we get one that just knocks us in the dirt, the contest is over. We got to win.
Very good, Matt.
All right, let's go, Matt.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, you want two at a time?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. That's all I got.
I must be honest, not impressed.
Hey, ma'am. Sorry, Matt.
Not impressed. You've heard better. Yeah. Hello, Don.
Somebody's going to have to pay more for their floor now.
Don and Mike Show.
Shocking.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
This is David.
Hi, Dave. Welcome to the show. What will you be busting today?
I have
the most annoying toy in the world that my son owns. Listen, it's that stupid Elmo wants to be a chicken thing.
It's the stupid what? David, a few more words, perhaps.
It's this Elmo thing that says...
Oh, it's Elmo wants to be a chicken. Are you familiar with this toy, Rob? Your kids have this toy?
Yeah, it's called Bird Flu Elmo.
All right. What are you going to do to Elmo?
I'm going to shoot it with a shotgun.
Now, this, as I mentioned, this could be the one that wins immediately. Yeah. Anytime guns are brought into this bit. All right, David.
You know, my wife's listening because I called her to get permission.
All right, good.
Okay,
man.
So your kid is, like, done playing with this toy?
Oh, no.
No.
But you hate the toy, right?
I hate these toys.
And your wife has given you permission?
Yeah, well, yeah, kind of.
Not to lead the witness, but shouldn't the phone be left near the toy?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Just
all right, go ahead then. So. Why don't you set the phone down and go get your gun?
And where are you going to be doing this shooting?
In my backyard.
In the backyard.
Can't you do it in the kitchen?
That's funny.
I'm gonna point my gun right out the kitchen door.
No, really, I mean, you could go in the backyard.
Yeah, go in the backyard.
I was kidding about that.
Yeah. All right, hold on, here we go.
No, really, why not just do it in the kids' playroom?
Yeah, okay, I'll
do it in the TV room.
Here we go.
You ready? I'm gonna lay the phone down.
Okay.
Give us a three count, too, okay, David? Here we go.
All right, guys, here we go. You want me to see if it works?
See if it works, yeah.
See if it works.
No, it's got a hole through its little heart.
And, wow.
I got some more shells here, guys.
You got some more shells? Anything else you want to shoot?
That's how we play.
Well, what do you want me to shoot now, guys? You name it.
I don't know. You got anything that, like, you could shoot while it was playing something?
While it was playing? I might got a radio in the garage.
Hold you might on. Got a radio.
Might got a radio in the garage.
A radio.
You got any cans? Any tin cans? Any old PBRs?
Oh, you know what I got? I got a stainless steel drum right here.
That would work.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, it's full of water.
Chance of a ricochet.
Oh, yeah, ricochet. Bust me on the head. You know how it is.
Ricochet. And that used to be my DJ name when I worked in Ireland.
Rick O'Shea.
This is Rick O'Shea with you.
I'd love, though, to hear our show turned on the delay on his old radio and have him shoot it with a shotgun.
And then when I worked in China, it was Rick Shaw.
You should put the radio in the drum, because the drum would really make it loud.
Yep.
Yeah, but it might ricochet back on me.
Oh, okay, what are you doing? What are you gonna
price
shoot?
To pay.
David, what are you going to shoot?
I got a steel drum right here. Hold on. Let me bang it for you real quick.
I bang on the drum all day.
I just want to play.
All right, so let me... You know what I'll do? I'll put the phone in the drum.
Good.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Yeah, and then blow the hell out of it.
There you go.
Drum.
One second.
All right, you've already won. This will be for a bonus prize. Oh,
wait, did I just hear Elmo? Wow.
People are retarded, aren't they?
I'm not retarded. Come on now.
Yes, you are. He heard that. You are so retarded.
I love that.
Now, we did hear something. Was it the toy or was it a child? We heard.
That's my son. He's looking out the door.
Oh, Jesus, oh, no. David?
Well, I didn't know he came out the door. I mean,
oh, great, and you got a shotgun.
Oh. He's in the house at the screen door looking at his...
All right.
Elmo and crying.
Elmo.
No more shooting.
Bust a child's heart. Take one more shot.
Oh, hold on. Let's see. Let me get the radio out.
Yeah.
Yeah, get the radio out. I hope it's battery operated.
Battery.
Is it battery operated, David?
Alcohol.
Well, I got an extension cord.
Got an extension cord. Can you do this quickly?
Sure.
Duracell. Evo ready. Battery.
All right. Let's see.
All right, did you tell the kid to stay safely in the house?
Oh, he knows. When you take the gun out, you ask him what it is. He says, oh, that's the owie, Daddy.
Okay.
What's the one that had that was
that's
red that had like, a cat on it?
Was ever ready.
Ever ready. Sometimes you can do like a Panasonic battery if it comes right with a Panasonic property.
So are you going to put the radio in the oil drum? Oh, no, you got to put the radio, like, separately. Yeah, leave it on the music. Leave it
yeah,
on the
music.
Yeah,
that's good.
Not a problem. Hold on.
Okay, here we go.
Are you going to shoot it?
Yeah, I'm going to shoot it.
All right.
Shoot it good.
Give us a three count when you shoot it.
All right. I got a shotgun. right.
Wait, we can't hear the radio.
Mike, you can't keep giving him commands because his phone is so screwed up.
Can you hear me if I, yeah. You probably won't be able to hear me. Yo,
I'm having a problem. See, when he talks and we talk, we get this thing happening. So I got to take our mics out. So whatever command you have for him, scream them at him right now.
All right, turn the radio up and give us a three count when you're going to shoot it.
All right.
Go.
See, now we can talk. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was beautiful. Okay. That was beautiful.
I'm gonna turn on, see if it still works.
Yeah.
No, it's done.
It's done.
It's done.
He's buried in the backyard with the Elmo doll.
With the Elmo doll.
Well, here he is, Father of the Year.
Fantastic.
And listen, I know that we got like 18 other lines ringing, but I'm sorry.
Mm.
We got a winner. You can't beat a guy.
No, nobody's shooting Elmo with a shotgun.
Not to mention, you know, little Johnny. Yeah. Little Johnny going to need psychiatric
help.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, guys. Going to need a head doctor.
Yeah. He's sitting there at the screen door. Daddy shot Elmo.
And then he shoots the radio. Man.
That's all right, son. Yeah, when I take the shotgun out, he says, that's an owie.
I asked your Meemaw about it.
Yeah, Meemaw said, go ahead.
Well, David, congratulations. You got the portable DVD player.
Oh, he's happy now. It sounds happy.
Oh,
there
you go. Oh, yeah, look at Daddy didn't shoot Mommy for a change.
Man, Daddy's going to Vegas.
Come on, Dad. Daddy's going to Vegas.
Yeah, come on. Come on, Big Bucks.
How old were you when your son was born?
Oh, I was 30 when my son was born.
Oh, 30, okay.
How about your daughter?
My daughter's one.
So how old were you when she was born?
33.
I would have guessed 16.
On the over-under, I probably would have gone with you.
I was really thinking we had a baby's having babies.
I thought it was in BHB as well.
Full father.
Welcome to BHB.
He's a responsible father.
And listen to that happy bike.
Left the kids in the house while I went outside and did
how
that.
Long, how long has it been since Junior's had those diapers changed?
Oh, he's potty trained. Come on now. Great wife.
It's safe. The kids are in the house unattended when he's in the backyard firing the gun.
Listen, it's all right. The pit bull's watching him.
Let me just say this. Touche, game, set, and match to the neck.
Yes, he trumped us there.
Yeah, okay. You get the DVD player, portable DVD player,
wow.
Supernatural DVD, courtesy of the WB, and you get the vacation in Las Vegas. That's from Independence Air, flyeye.com. And thank you, David.
You guys, I've been listening to you guys since WAVA and Eat My Shorts.
Thank you, David.
Right on.
That was funny.
Thank you very much, David.
It's all right, the pit bull's watching him.
Okay, sometimes they just happen. Like
that's great. That was beautiful.
That's a good one. But that little Johnny. And little Johnny, and you know he's there like with the dirt under his fingernails.
Sure.
He's wearing like the ripped Dennis the Menace thing. He's like, Daddy!
He's got the crusty nose. Meanwhile, the pit bull's growling at him, won't let him go outside.
Meanwhile, my name is Earl. He's out in the backyard.
That's right, shooting Elmo.
Shut up! I ain't got time to change your diaper.
And, of course, the pit bull's name, Duke. Of course. Come on, Duke. Come on, Duke. Oh, come on now.
Or Blue.
Blue.
Son, I'm providing.
My dog, Blue.
Yeah, that's right. You'd be able to watch your cartoons on a little DVD player.
You lick his nasty doodad.
Hey, Blue.
My dog, Blue.
Yes, sir.
All right, that's busted. Stay there. We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike show. On the second bear.
Hey, stop it now.
Accidentally making their audience smarter. The Don and Mike Show.
Entirely by accident. Welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. I'm your host, Legendary Joe Arnger, with you on this fine Tuesday afternoon. And oh, hey, make sure to visit addictedtokelly.com for all the latest Kelly Clarkson videos and your chance to win Kelly Clarkson's Mustang GT convertible. Brought to you by Ford. Let's get back into the best of Don and Mike. There's a reason I played my Burp and the Stones. This next segment, hey, it's me at the Stones concert. I'm the best of Don and Mike.
Anyway, Stones were in town here in D.C. last night.
Yeah.
At the MCI Center.
Saw some video of that concert. Mick looked unbelievable.
Joe said it was great.
It's time for another edition of Joe Moe's Joe Artinger, Man on the Streets.
So, Joe, thought it would be a hassle to go out and interview people, but we eventually, you know, twisted his arm and got him to go out with the tape recorder. And now, last night, from the crowd at the Rolling Stones concert, oh, God, he's got a million of these interviews. We never know if they're any good or not. You heard the questions yesterday. Let's now go via tape to Joe Ardinger at the Rolling Stones concert.
Hello, Joe Ardinger here from CBS Radio. May I ask you a couple of questions, tape for broadcast?
Yes, you may.
What's your name, age, and where are you from?
Tim, and I'm 28, and I'm from Baltimore, Maryland.
How much did you pay for your ticket?
$128.
Are you excited to see Paul McCartney?
Never saw him, not expecting to. Maybe in October. I think he's coming later this month.
Can you name five Rolling Stones songs?
Brown Sugar. No.
Andy. What is your favorite Stones song?
Probably Brown Sugar.
Why?
Because it's about Tina Turner and it's pretty interesting.
Will you sing it for me?
Brown Sugar.
Louder, please.
This is eight.
Do you think that Charlie Watts should be performing only 8 months after receiving his artificial heart?
Charlie Watts didn't get an artificial heart.
An artificial heart?
Charlie Watts didn't get an artificial heart. And maybe for this guy is the first sign that he's being screwed with. Just a little bit, right?
You guess the combined age of Mick, Keith, Charlie, and Little Ronnie Wood?
Little Ronnie Wood? I don't know, about 110.
You are absolutely right.
The combined age of the Rolling Stones, about 110.
Hey, Don?
Yeah, Mike?
Charlie Watts didn't get an artificial heart.
110?
Wow.
And then we had to write it in the script, but Joe was good. Absolutely right.
Yeah, so far so good.
In your opinion, which Rolling Stone smells the most like fish?
Jagger.
What kind of fish?
I don't even know. Man.
Which of the following souvenirs do you plan to purchase tonight? Rolling Stones t-shirt?
Yes.
Rolling Stones concert program?
No.
Mick Jagger lip balm?
I already have it.
Ron Wood personal lubricant?
No.
Charlie Watts stool softener?
Already have it.
Keith Richards methadone 2-pack?
Already have it.
Are the Washington Redskins Super Bowl bound?
No way.
Are you looking forward to the Rolling Stones new reality show on ABC?
Yes.
It's called Extreme Rockstar Nanny Makeover Apprentice Survival Race Home Edition. American Idol Fantasia just announced...
How about the rummies in the background? Yeah, they're really loving it.
Somebody was singing, too.
Like a studio audience.
Having a sing-along.
Okay.
He, like me, is...
Let me back this up. This is where he says he's illiterate like Fantasia. Okay.
Survival Race, Home Edition. American Idol Fantasia just announced she, like me, is functionally illiterate. How can I improve myself?
Encyclopedias.
Does George Bush care about black people?
Kanye West does.
Please explain yourself.
George Bush... I don't even know how it is.
Yeah. All right, do you have a personal message to the Stones?
How come you dance so good?
Or how about pick it up, old timers? There's a hole with your names on it. Thanks for your time. Enjoy the ride.
That was a good one.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Now, you got a good subject.
He has them labeled as following.
Artificial heart.
Average guy. Miami girl. Cussing guy, sexually ambiguous guy, high guy, guy who walks out. Cool. Which one would you like to hear next?
Wait, that sequence, that sounds great, all of them.
He's already played the one that he's labeled as average guy.
Okay. I'd like to hear the next one.
Makes sense.
All right, just the next one in line, that would be Miami Girl. As we continue now with
Joe Moe.
Here he is.
Hello, Joe Ardinger here from CBS Radio. May I ask you a couple of questions taped for broadcast?
Sure.
What's your name, age, and where are you from?
I'm Jeannie Hinduja. I'm 28, and I'm from Miami.
How much did you pay for your ticket?
I have no idea. They were given to me by a company event.
Are you excited to see Paul
She's one of those girls.
Yeah.
I got what you're saying.
Yeah, given to me by my company.
Hooker!
Short skirt, no panties, free concert. Yeah. I got you.
Yeah.
And you know, little baloney pony afterwards.
They were given to me.
Yeah.
And it will be given to me.
McCartney.
I didn't know Paul McCartney was performing.
Oh, although we had to back it up. She already missed the first. She already missed the first hilarious joke question.
Gag.
Yes, our gag.
Yes.
I didn't know Paul McCartney was performing.
Oh, let me go back even farther.
Oh, somebody's cell phone.
I think that's on tape.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I'm 28 and I'm from Miami.
How much did you pay for your ticket?
I have no idea. They were given to me by a company
event. Hold on a second. Hold on. I hate to make you repeat. I really do. A nuance that I just... Would there be a chance that there was a little British Joe in there? The way he asked that question,
well,
it is
by.
Ever, you know, ever so subtle. Do you think because it's the Rolling Stones concert that he's in that mug?
Now that you remind me, we should have had him do at least one of them with his patented British accent.
Didn't it sound like it? Maybe a little bit, Rob?
I noticed he was using an odd read.
Okay. Hello, Joe Ardinger here from CBS Radio. May I ask you a couple of questions, taped for broadcast?
Sure.
You know what? It does have that kind of skip. Because, you know, Joe doesn't do a real British accent.
Right. But maybe this is his little fantasy where he's all caught up with Mick and all that. I thought I heard something.
Homo.
Just a hint. Just a
that was wrong, Joe. That was Joe.
Lincoln's here. Have a...
No. Sorry.
Yes?
Okay, Joe. Nice joke, incidentally. Mike was noticing...
It sounded like just a trace of it.
Like it might have... Would you just give us a taste of your British accent?
All right, then, how are you doing tonight? We're going to go see the Rolling Stones show and on and on and on.
Yeah, so
yeah, just a taste.
Had a little bit of that going.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Just a taste.
All right, thank you, Joe.
All right.
Ciao. Bye-bye.
Joe Mose.
What's your name, age, and where are you from?
Virginie Hinduja. I'm 28, and I'm from Miami.
How much did you pay?
What's your name, Virginie Hazuma?
No idea. They were given to me by a company.
You should profile that girl.
Are you excited to see Paul McCartney?
I didn't know Paul McCartney was performing.
Yeah.
Can you name 5 Rolling Stones songs?
No.
What is your favorite Stones song?
I Can't Get No Satisfaction.
Why is that?
That I can identify with it?
Will you sing it for me?
I'm tone deaf. I don't think so.
I tell you, I guarantee this girl's a piece of ass because she is trouble already.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? What's your favorite songs? I don't know. How'd you pay for the ticket? I don't know.
Right. Company.
I think she is a piece of ass, but she is so close to the wall. I bet she's very close to the wall.
I disagree. I bet that she was totally...
A turbo hottie?
TF. Totally.
Only one among us knows.
Yeah, only one person.
How do you weigh in, Buzz?
I think she's hot. Let's call the Prime Minister of Rock and Roll.
What about you, Click It and Win?
I think I said before, she's hot, Don.
President of Rock and Roll.
Prime Minister.
Okay. Was she hot? Was she young? Was she old? Give us the info.
She'd say her age was 28.
28, yes.
Yeah, she was definitely hot, too.
Uh-huh. Close to the wall?
Oh, no, no, no.
Not at all.
I mean, except for the wall of the MCI Center.
Boob job?
No, she was kind of a small girl.
Spray on tan?
Well, hard to say. She's from Miami, you know.
Would you do her? I know you're married and everything, but would you do her?
Theoretically.
Well, let's just say my buddy was with me holding the tape deck sometimes, and yes, he would do her.
And when Joe says that my buddy was with me holding the tape deck, he means his penis, of course.
Holding the... That's how he supports the tape deck.
Yeah, almost, just hang it on there. You know?
Right. Almost like the tail of an animal from a Dr. Seuss story.
Hey, you never confirmed. Was there a trace of your British accent in there?
Well, I mean, I didn't mean for it to be.
You think subconsciously it's possible?
Could it?
It's possible.
Okay.
Joe Mose.
Thanks, Buck.
I mean, I heard you listen to it twice. I didn't even hear it myself still, so.
Okay, we'll call you back, maybe.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Buck's the lobster.
Bye-bye.
Do you think that Charlie Watts should be performing only after 8 months after receiving his artificial heart?
I'm probably the wrong person to be answering that question.
Can you guess the combined age of Mick, Keith, Charlie, and little Ronnie Wood?
Here we go.
360?
You are absolutely right.
That would make them all 90.
That's funnier than 113.
That is funnier. And I like Rob doing the quick math. That would make them all 90.
Good, good, good.
In your opinion, which Rolling Stone smells the most like fish?
Mick Jagger?
Wow. What kind of
two
fish?
For Mick.
Tuna.
Which of the following souvenirs do you plan to purchase tonight? A Rolling Stones t-shirt?
No.
Rolling Stones concert program?
No.
Mick Jagger lip balm?
No.
Morning after pill? Yes.
So the operative answer would be they'll all be purchased for her.
That's right.
Ron Wood personal lubricant?
I'll have to ask my boyfriend.
Charlie Watts stool softener?
No. Am I? What kind of questions are?
Keith Richards method?
That's one. The first sign. That's right. The first sign from this BIM.
What are you doing?
What kind of questions are these?
My God.
Down Tupac?
No.
Are the Washington Redskins Super Bowl bound?
No. Are you going to ask me who the President of the United States is after this?
Are you looking forward to the Rolling Stones' new reality show on ABC?
No.
It's called Extreme Rockstar Nanny Makeover Princess Survival Race Home Edition.
Does it have Jerry Hall in it?
American Idol fan.
Hold on. This girl is really a stupid bim. I mean, I'm waiting for anyone to say to Joe, that's like the dumbest question, and that's the dumbest. It's not even a funny joke.
Well, in fairness
joke.
To her, she may have been playing along with that particular question when she threw the Jerry Hall in there.
You think so?
I think on that particular question.
My favorite dynamic is when he says personal lubricant, she brings up her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Has to say, watch it.
Right.
Yeah.
Fantasia just announced that she, like me, is functionally illiterate. How can I improve myself?
Visit a D.C. public school.
Does George Bush care about black people?
No comment.
Please explain yourself.
I like the no comment.
I don't think it would be safe to comment.
Do you have a personal message?
What does she mean? She wouldn't be safe to comment.
She may have been making a comment on the neighborhood.
But Mike, there was plenty of whites down there last night.
I think it was white laden down there.
Yeah. For a while last night, Chocolate City was white Chocolate City.
Yes. I watched Channel 9 and Mike Buchanan's son down there at the MCI Center with people like making the devil horns behind his head.
Little Johnny Buchanan?
That is Mike Buchanan's son, right?
Yeah, that's his son. Yeah.
He got the worst stand-up because he was standing on the corner and all the drunk people that were still down after the concert were walking by going,
message to the Stones.
No.
No, thank
you,
Doug.
Back it up, old timers. There's a hole with your names on it.
not really.
Well, thanks for your time and enjoy the ride.
She was stimulating. She was fun.
Hope your boyfriend doesn't beat you up too bad tonight, honey.
Not me.
I know. We're always on there. I'm always rooting for the girls in those fights.
I know you are.
I think you're always rooting for the guys. Well, that's just two. I thought that one sucked.
Yeah, she wasn't very good.
Let's try just one more.
Yeah.
Ahead of a break. Let me see. The next one says, cussing guy.
Okay.
So this one, I guess we've had to beep out a little bit. All right, one more
Hopefully.
Jomo. One more Jomo.
Hello, Joe Ardinger here. Got a minute?
What do you want to know?
From CBS Radio, may I ask you a couple of questions taped for broadcast?
Yeah.
What's your name, age, and where are you from?
Tom Lozapone, age 44, from Kildevil Hills, North Carolina.
How much did you pay for your ticket?
I got two for free, and I paid $1.50 for one about an hour ago.
Are you excited to see Paul McCartney?
Paul McCartney.
Can you name five Rolling Stones songs?
Hey.
Satisfaction, Jumpin' Jack Flash, Monkey Man, She's So Cold, Happy, you know, they're all out there.
Which is your favorite Stones song?
The one that gives me the biggest thrill.
And why?
Because that's what it's all about.
Will you sing it for me?
Sing it for me? She's so cold.
Louder, please.
She's so cold. She's like an ice cream cone.
Do you think that Charlie Watts should be performing only 8 months after receiving his artificial heart?
Well, seeing that he did heroin for how many years, what's the matter?
Huh.
Can you guess the combined age of Mick, Keith, Charlie, and little Ronnie Wood?
Let's see, Mick's 60, let's see, 116, I'll say $1.65.
You're absolutely right.
Well, 165 would make them in their low 40s.
And that's the second time that
he said... But that's the closest so far.
Yeah.
But it's also the second time that he said a buckin'.
Yeah. A buck for 100.
It was a buck and a half for the tickets.
Right. Right.
$1.60.
In your opinion, which Rolling Stone smells the most like fish?
The one that had tuna today.
Which of the following souvenirs do you plan to purchase tonight? A Rolling Stones t-shirt?
Heineken bottles.
Rolling Stones concert program?
Nah, man.
Mick Jagger lip balm?
Ah, f*** them.
Ron Wood personal lubricant.
I got his autograph.
Charlie Watts stool softener.
No, because he plays good drums.
Keith Richards methadone 2-pack.
No, because I've done cocaine. It's overrated.
Are you the Washington Redskins Super Bowl bound?
Not this year.
Are you looking forward to the Rolling Stones' new reality show on ABC?
reality is the news, and the Stones aren't the news.
It's called Extreme Rockstar Makeover.
Wait a minute, that was an alcohol.
Can't argue
that was
with that
an
logic.
Alcohol induced comment.
Here we go. Hold on.
Yeah. Not this year.
Are you looking forward to the Rolling Stones' new reality show on ABC?
Reality is the news.
Right.
The Stones aren't the news.
Okay. It's called Extreme Rockstar Nanny Makeover Apprentice Survival Race Home Edition.
No, and God bless you.
American Idol Fantasia just announced that she, like me, is functionally illiterate. How can I improve myself?
Google search.
Does George Bush care what? About black people?
Right.
Well, I would hope so, but then again, you know, everybody has their own interpretation of caring.
Please explain yourself.
You know, black is black and white is white.
Do you have a personal message for the Stone?
Yeah. Keep rocking and play smaller arenas mm-hmm. so your fans can throw stuff at you and you guys could spit back like the Sex Pistols did.
Or how about pack it up, old-timers? There's a hole with your names on it.
Why not?
Thanks for your time. Enjoy the show.
Yeah, I like that.
Now, those were not terribly awful. I mean, the girl from Miami I could have done without.
Yeah. Right?
I like the average guy. I like the cussing guy. Joe's are in the second segment. We'll come back with this later.
Very good.
Got a break. We'll be right back.
Number 4, Arbitron Rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Arch, the boy was wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
So?
There's only two kinds of guys who wear those shirts. Gay guys and big fat party animals. And Bart doesn't look like a big fat party animal to me.
So if you wore a Hawaiian shirt, it wouldn't be gay.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show. They go together like cigarettes and chili. Don and Mike.
That's right, they do. Hey, for all things Don and Mike, go to donandmikewebsite.com. Check up on everything while they're on vacation. Catch up on past segments and updates and recaps and all that good stuff. Don't forget to visit the star. Hey, and make sure to visit addictedtokelly.com for all the latest Kelly Clarkson videos and your chance to win Kelly Clarkson's Mustang GT convertible. Brought to you by Ford. Now, let's get back into the best of Don and Mike. Let's get back into me, Joe Ardinger, at the Rolling Stones concert. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Another edition of Joe Moe.
Right.
Joe Ardinger, man on the street.
Thank you, dude, Walker. And now let's go to the tape. Last night we sent Joe out to see his favorite band of all time, the Rolling Stones, at the MCI Center here in D.C. This is Joe with our crazy, kooky questions. This one Joe titles The Sexually Ambiguous Guy.
Good.
Here's Joe at the Stones concert.
Hello. Joe Ardinger here from CBS Radio. May I ask you a couple of questions, safe for broadcast?
Okay.
What's your name, age, and where are you from?
My name is Leo. I'm 22, and I'm from D.C.
How much did you pay for your tickets?
I didn't pay anything. Somebody gave it to me.
Are you excited to see Paul McCartney?
You know, I hate to be one to make a judgment right away.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think he's a sexually ambiguous guy. I think he likes meat.
It sounds like it.
You know.
But I'm not sure, though.
I hate to make those right off the
cuff, early call
the judgments, but
you've made the early call.
I think he's may ask Joe if we do find out one way or another.
I don't know what it means, but he didn't buy his ticket either.
Joe. Hello, Joe. What the hell's wrong? Two. What's Joe's phone number?
Last one not to buy the ticket was the 28-year-old from Miami.
That's right.
The hot girl.
The kept. God. Damn it. To get a dial tone to this freaking place.
Yes.
Hey, so do you think this guy was just like asexual?
Well, he had a date with him.
Was the date a boy or a girl?
It was a girl.
Mm-hmm. Oh. All right, well, maybe he's just one of those guys with a lisp.
What did he look like?
It's sexually ambiguous. I mean, he had spiky black hair, and he was wearing pretty much all black, but he wasn't like a punk rocker.
Was he wearing like a tiny t-shirt like Buzz wears?
No, he wasn't. He was kind of wearing like a black jacket.
Would you describe him as handsome?
Yeah, relatively.
Homo.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe.
There you have it. You've identified it again.
Maybe I'm sexually.
Yes, that's it. That's right. The ambiguity lies with you.
Okay. Goodbye, Joseph.
Cut.
Here we go.
Burn. Paul McCartney's here. Oh, I didn't know that. Wow.
Oh, okay. Okay. No longer withhold judgment.
Okay. Faggot says what?
Be excited to see Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney's here. I didn't know that. Wow.
Can you name five Rolling Stones?
Hold on. That's almost like us pretending we're Craig Wilson.
Who?
Paul McCartney there?
My word.
Where are you from?
My name is Leo. I'm 22 and I'm from D.C.
How much did you pay for your ticket?
I didn't pay anything. Somebody gave it to me.
Are you excited to see Paul McCartney?
Paul McCartney's here. I didn't know that. Wow.
Can you name five Rolling Stones songs?
Yes. Brown Sugar, Satisfaction, Honky Tonk Woman, Jumpin' Jack Flash, and
Beast of Burden.
What?
Beast of Burden.
Beast of Burden.
What?
Which is your favorite Rolling Stones song?
Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Why?
I don't know. I'm not a big Rolling Stones person.
Will you sing it for me?
Yeah, he was really there to see Right Said Fred. That's the second day now in a row I've worked that name into the show.
He wasn't there for the Wiggles concert?
The gay Wiggles.
Oh, they were at the other venue.
That's what Rob's kid said to me today.
Yeah.
Uncle Donald, you buy me the big red car. At the Wiggles song, right?
Yeah.
That's what I've asked Dad.
But the Wiggles would say, big red car.
Ah.
No.
Do you think that Charlie Watts should be performing only 8 months after receiving his artificial heart?
I don't know Charlie Watts, but, you know, if he feels okay, I don't really know who he is. So.
Yeah. Can you guess the combined age of Mick, Keith, Charlie, and Little Ronnie Wood?
245.
Not bad.
You are absolutely right.
He's absolutely right.
Nice call,
dude.
Oh,
wow.
Hey! If I had a prize, I'd win it. But anyway, in your opinion, which Rolling Stone smells the most like fish?
Who's the drunk one? Keith Richards.
Finally.
Kind of
finally. I mean, I've been waiting for that answer for all the Jomos. Yeah.
How could this be sexually ambiguous?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see this guy. Which one is that? Fish.
Oh, it's Keith. Who's the drunk one?
Yeah, and that's sort of giving him all the best of it, calling him the drunk one.
Yeah, what's the deal with drunk smelling like fish?
Michael Merrill. Yeah. I see fish.
All right.
Trout.
Which of the following souvenirs do you plan to purchase tonight? A Rolling Stones t-shirt?
I'm sorry to stop it again, though, Trout. Okay. Because we did miss that. Did he say the fish he smelled like was trout?
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah,
there we go. Rainbow trout.
Oh, hold on. I got to really... Back.
Who's the drunk one?
Oh, wow. If I had a prize, you'd win it. But anyway, in your opinion, which Rolling Stone smells the most like fish?
Who's the drunk one?
Keith Richards.
Oh, Keith Richards. What
kind
of fish?
Trout.
Which of the following souvenirs do you plan to purchase tonight? A Rolling Stones t-shirt?
Yes.
Rolling Stones concert program?
No.
Mick Jagger lip balm?
Ooh. Yeah.
Ron Wood personal lubricant?
Okay.
Charlie Watts stool softener?
No, I don't think so.
Keith Richards methadone 2-pack?
Sounds good. Yeah.
Are the Washington Redskins Super Bowl bound?
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to the Rolling Stones' new reality show on ABC?
I didn't know they had one, but yes, I am.
It's called Extreme Rockstar Nanny Makeover Apprentice Survival Race Home Edition.
Oh.
Wow.
American Idol Fantasia just announced that she, like me, is functionally illiterate. How can I improve myself?
Learn to sing.
Does George Bush care about black people?
I think so.
Please explain yourself.
Well... How does he care about black people?
Oh, he's looking at the girl again.
George wouldn't let black people die.
Do you have a personal message to the Stones?
Not at the moment.
Well, how about pack it up, old timers? There's a hole with your name on it.
Sounds great.
All right, thanks. Have a good time at the show, okay?
All right, now, I don't think he's ambiguous, but that's Joe's call.
Yeah, that's for sure. And it seemed like he was parroting whatever his girlfriend was saying to him.
The beard. We got time, but we can get one or two more of these in. Now, this is like the pot calling the kettle black.
Oh, we got the high guy?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I'll drink to that.
Here we go. All right, Joe with the high guy.
George?
Yeah.
I'm Joe Arndinger here from CBS Radio.
Hold on, let's restart.
Some guy recognized.
Guy
yeah.
The high guy recognized.
Huh.
Joe Arndinger?
Yeah.
I'm Joe Arndinger here from CBS Radio. May I ask you a couple of questions saved for broadcast?
Certainly, sir.
Great. What's your name, age, and where are you from?
John Larson, age 43, Lorton, Virginia.
How much did you pay for your ticket?
We haven't yet. We hope to steal them.
Are you excited to see them?
Indeed. Let it be.
Can you name five Rolling Stones songs?
Material Girl, Getting Chiggy With It, Eminem, Brown Sugar, and Honky Tonk Woman.
What is your favorite Stones song?
Don't know.
Why?
High right now.
Do you think that Charlie Watts...
fragments. Sentence fragments.
Why? High right now.
That's my favorite. High right now.
High right now.
Can't add any more words.
High right now.
Talk woman.
What is your favorite Stone song?
Don't know.
Why?
High right now.
Do you think that Charlie Watts should be performing only 8 months after receiving it? Should Mick, Keith, Charlie, and Little Ronnie Wood?
245.
You're absolutely right.
Wow.
A virgin.
In your opinion, which Rolling Stone smells the most like fish?
Keith Richards.
What kind of fish?
Tuna.
Which of the following souvenirs do you plan to purchase tonight? Rolling Stones t-shirt?
Rolling Stones condom.
Rolling Stones concert program?
Negative.
Mick Jagger lip balm?
No.
Ron Wood personal lubricant?
Yes.
Charlie Watts stool softener?
Yes.
Keith Richards methadone 2-pack?
Definitely.
Are the Washington Redskins Super Bowl bound?
Of course.
Are you looking forward to the Rolling Stones new reality show on ABC?
Yes.
It's called Extreme Rockstar Nanny Makeover Apprentice Survival Race, Home Edition. American Idol Fantasia just announced that she, like me, is functionally illiterate. How can I improve myself?
Go to the library.
Does George Bush care about black people?
Of course not.
Please explain yourself.
Neither do I.
Do you have a personal message to the Stones?
Oh, dear.
Rock on, dude.
Or how about pack it up, old-timers? There's a hole with your name on it.
Later.
Out. Thanks for your time. Enjoy the ride.
Wow.
Joe Mose.
Can we squeeze one more in?
Yeah,
why not?
This is what it says, guy who walks out.
Oh, good.
Okay, this will be the last one we play. We'll get to Buzz's news here.
Hello, Joe Arndinger here from CBS Radio. May I ask you a couple of questions today for broadcast?
Sure, go for it.
What's your name, age, and where are you from?
Steve, 42, Rockville, Maryland.
How much did you pay for your ticket?
It was a promotional ticket. I got it for free.
Huh.
Are you excited to see Paul McCartney?
Washington.
Yeah. My real taste is with the Rolling Stones.
Can you name five Rolling Stones songs?
Five Rolling Stones, Brown Sugar, Under My Thumb, Sympathy for the Devil, Give Me Shelter, Rocks Off. I go on for 2 hours.
Wow.
Which is your... I think that was only four.
No.
One more?
Love in Vain.
Right. Which is your favorite Stone song?
Brown Sugar.
Why?
Because it's about sex and drugs.
Will you sing it for me?
No.
Do you think that Charlie Watts should be performing only 8 months after receiving his artificial heart?
He didn't receive an artificial heart. He had throat cancer. He's in remission.
Can you guess the combined age of Mick, Keith, Charlie, and Little Ronnie Wood?
Six times five, around 309.
That's absolutely right.
I got a prize for that.
In your opinion, which Rolling Stone smells the most like fish?
I can't answer. Ask him. End of interview. Let's roll on.
Wait, what kind of fish?
Do we get a prize for this?
No.
That's all right. We're done.
All right.
We're done.
See ya. Have fun.
I liked them today.
Yeah.
I thought he did a good job.
That Not guy bad. Had the average age for them between 78 and 79 years old.
Not bad.
Wow.
Where's the clothes?
He gave him a fifth stone.
Oh, look what I got here.
Joe Mose.
Oh, here we go.
Thanks for listening to Joe Mose. Huh? Joe Arndinger, man on the street.
There you go. All right, well, thank you, Joe.
I like that.
Somewhat entertaining.
And I like the tone of Joe. I got through the whole thing that Joe is chomping to get into the concert. Mm-hmm. You can tell by listening to him.
Yeah. Well, right. You know, we normally yell at him. Tell him how dumb he is. That was actually two pretty decent segments.
No. I liked it.
Okay. Way to go.
Well, thank you.
Way to go.
You did fine job, Joe.
You did very
really.
Well.
It was fun. Those people were all good characters.
Think how much better it would have been if you didn't sash your masters on Friday when we asked you to do that. Okay. All right, thank you, Joe.
Bye.
Oh, listen, Did you buy beer with the money I gave you?
I sure did.
Good man.
Oh, very good.
Good man. Yeah. There you go.
Beer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beer in a bag.
A beer.
Did you buy a beer? Hi, may I have a beer?
Hey, Joe?
Yeah?
How many beers did you have at the concert?
Really, I only had three because they really cut off sales early.
Oh, that's just like a baseball game?
Too bad.
Yeah, what's over that?
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
You know something, Archie? Just because a guy is sensitive and he's an intellectual and he wears glasses, you make him out a queer.
I never said a guy who wears glasses is a queer. A guy who wears glasses is a four eyes. A guy who's a fag is a queer.
They don't like to brag, but they invented inventing. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's right. Don't forget it. Don't forget Don and Mike back in a couple of weeks. They're on a much-deserved, much-needed vacation. Till then, we've got lots of great best of. I'm your host, Legendary Joe Arnger, with you on this fine, fine Tuesday, day after Labor Day. All the kids back in school. Did you have fun, kids? And I know a lot of you are stuck in traffic out there. It can't last forever. The rain can't last forever. But in the meantime, you've got lots of great best of to listen to. Now let's get right back into it. One of my favorite games. Explain yourself on the best of Don and Mike.
Here's the setup for Explain Yourself. This is the news. At least it's not a DJ on a billboard.
Good.
It's a guy on a billboard. He's put up a billboard. At least he's not sitting on it. He's bought a billboard.
Yeah, he's bought the advertising.
He's advertising for a wife.
Ah.
However, he got the billboard on Santa Monica Boulevard in West Hollywood.
We love it.
Which seriously is
homo,
the gayest part of Los Angeles.
And oddly enough, it's the place we always stay. It's the part of Los Angeles we have always stayed in.
I think I mentioned it to you when I worked in Los Angeles a long time ago, when Fred and I were first married, like in 1981. We moved out there. And
you moved to West Hollywood.
Yes, we did. We didn't know the area. We found a fantastic apartment that we could afford that had a balcony.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until I went to work the next day. Somebody said, did you find a place? Yeah, where? West Hollywood. They're like, God, that's all queer.
Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No. No, but it was, hey, listen, I was corn-fed, coming from, you know, the Midwest. I was not used to seeing guys walking down the street, making out.
Right. And you were right in the middle of it.
You bet. As a matter of fact, I'm not kidding about this. I know Frida had told this as well. One Sunday morning, seriously, we woke up to such a racket outside.
Really?
And we threw open the shutters. There had to be, I don't know, 1,000 homos walking down. It was Gay Pride Day.
Yes. Wow.
And, of course, it was all right in front of our apartment.
Right.
Right in front of our stucco.
Were they having some kind of fight or something like that?
Yeah, there were two gay guys that were, there was really, literally 500 of them walking down the street at once. But there were these two guys that were just having a cat fight. And, you know, the two of us were just sitting out on our little balcony in our little stucco, Mexican-style hacienda place going, no wonder. Yeah, I mean, seriously, no wonder we found a place to live so fast.
Sure.
And it was close to the radio station.
Getting expensive.
I had to ride my moped to work. You know, I was always concerned about
that. Was a little double shot of gay right there.
Yeah, absolutely. A little shot of poor, a little shot of gay.
Incidentally, the material on your building, that wasn't stucco.
So anyway, the guy's name is Dean.
Dino Dean.
Dean Morrow. Got a website, billboardbachelor.com. Anyway, the guy is not looking for a man. He's looking for a wife, but his billboard is in the gayest part of Los Angeles.
So we have to ask him.
So that's why we're going to be asking him to
explain yourself.
All right. And he's ready for the call?
Ready and waiting.
Okay, here.
Let's call Dean Morrow. Talk to him about his billboard in one of the gayest areas of Los Angeles.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Hold on. It's the 714 number, right? I'm so stupid. Maybe I've got to turn the music off to concentrate. 714. And two. Here we go.
Let's see what Dean O'Dean has to say.
There's a ring. Come on now. You get ready for Explain Yourself. Am Mike, bear with me. I may take a left turn on this. Yes, hello, is this Dean?
Speaking.
Dean, hi, this is Don and Mike. Oh, Buzz, would you give us an intro for this segment, please?
Sure. Live from the Westwood One Radio Network, Don and Mike present Explain Yourself.
Ah, yes, this gentleman has to explain this.
So we're on the web right now. We're at billboardbachelor.com, and we see the picture of you, Dean.
Okay.
And you have a big billboard up that you want a wife, and the billboard is in the gayest area of Los Angeles. So
explain yourself.
That's really the question we have.
Actually, the billboard, technically, as we speak, is down in Orange County now. It's no longer up in that section of L.A.
Oh, you moved it. So you moved it out of the gay area.
Well, yeah, but that wasn't the principal reason it moved. It's just that the contract space was up. But I have to tell you guys that on that particular board up in L.A., I don't know L.A. that well.
Mm-hmm.
I had to rely on the billboard company a little bit for some guidance.
And so they put it up in West Hollywood. Did you get a lot of calls from men?
Not like you would expect. There are some in the database that have come in from men, yeah.
So, Dean, listen, here's the main thing. You appear to be a almost regular guy, looking at the picture on the website. You bought a billboard to find a woman.
Explain yourself.
Why a billboard, Dean?
Well, a couple of reasons. The first and foremost is I basically want to broaden my reach beyond my existing business and social circles. And, you know, I think when single people go out, most of the time they go out with the same people to the same places.
Right.
And so the bandwidth of available candidates is actually fairly narrow.
Donking with Dean Morrow here on the... I told you, Mike, go a different way. I know you'd be cool with it, Mike.
Dean, do you date a lot?
Yeah, I've been on a lot of dates.
What's a good date for you, Dean?
You like blondes?
Well, you know, the right person comes in different packages.
You know who I used to like? Angie Dickinson.
Oh, I like Cindy Garvey.
Bottle blondes.
Man, did I like Cindy Garvey.
You a Dodger fan?
Probably more of an Angels fan.
Ever eat a Dodger dog?
Dodgers, yeah.
Are they good? Are they kosher? Are they kosher dogs?
No idea.
No idea. We're talking with Dean Morrow. He's got a billboard in Los Angeles.
Billboard Bachelor.
And he's a Billboard Bachelor.
Are you a gay?
Of course not.
Have you gotten any dates from your Bachelor billboard?
Yeah, I've been on a few.
Oh.
And it's just starting to get in touch
with people. Do you take them out to eat?
Actually, no. The first go-around's more or less like a coffee date.
Have you been on dinner dates?
Have I been to say that again?
Have you been on dinner dates? Do you buy dessert?
I like dessert. You know what dessert I like?
What?
They used to have it at Roy Rogers.
It would be
like a little sundae that was in like a jello pudding type thing. You used to pull the top off it. It was a parfait.
Oh, with the chocolate?
That's good.
Sauce on the ice cream. And
that's
then the,
good.
And maybe the fruit?
That's good, yeah. At the Double R Bob Burger. What's your favorite burger?
It'd be a cheeseburger on an onion roll.
A brand, please.
Yeah, brand.
I like Carl's Jr. How about you, Mike?
I like the Burger King Whopper. If I'm going to eat, I eat a Whopper.
What do you eat, Dean?
Well, if it's going to be a cheeseburger like that, it'd be In-N-Out Burger.
In-N-Out Burger, that's out in California.
Kind of dirty.
Right. So,
gummy bears or maraschino cherries?
Gummy bears.
When we indicated that
they're both good,
when we kiddingly indicated that you were gay, it seems to me that you had some homophobia that I said that you were gay and you said no, like there's something wrong with no.
Have you ever experimented with your gay side, Dean?
No, never experiment that way.
You've been married? I've been married 7 times.
Gay? Yeah, I've been married once.
Gays are people too. I'll tell you a gay who I like. Nathan Lane.
Great gay.
He's a good gay.
Elton John, good gay.
Funny gay, talented gay, Elton John.
Great
talented gay.
Wonderful gay.
Talented gay.
Trying to think. Richard Simmons.
There you go.
Good gay.
Hey, where
good
like,
gay guy.
Where do you like to shop for your clothes?
Where do I shop for my clothes?
Where do you buy your pants, your jackets? You know, I know you can get jeans just about anywhere.
The Gap. You ever go to Joseph A. Banks?
That's a good clothing.
No, we don't actually have a Joseph Banks out here near me, but...
Okay, like,
do you buy your clothes in department stores?
Sometimes, or men's, fine men's stores, stuff like
fine
that.
Fine men's. Name a fine men's store that the people would have out in L.A.
Well, there's a place called Gary's at Fashion Island, which is...
Gary's?
Beach. Yeah.
I'll tell you what I miss.
What's that?
Pants Corral.
Pants Corral had some great pants, cheap.
The Levi's Pants
Corral.
I don't mean
cheaply made, I mean inexpensive.
Not very much to buy them.
What kind of jeans do you like there, Dean? I wear Calvin Klein's.
Calvin Klein's.
Calvin Klein stretch.
For me, it's Lucky.
Lucky brand?
Right.
I wear Jordache.
Yes, Jordache jeans, great with suspenders.
My shoulder blades are touching. How come you've had no success with women, Dean?
Well, it depends how you define success.
Do you sleep around?
You're a guy in a bed.
Not much, no.
It says you're a social drinker. How many drinks do you have a night?
Well, sometimes none, sometimes two.
If you drink every day, do you think you have a problem?
I wouldn't characterize it that way. I don't drink every day, no.
Yeah, I quit.
Gloria Vanderbilt made dungarees. Nice ones.
She did.
Nice.
I think my sister had a pair of those. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're nice. She was thin.
Uh-huh.
Is your sister thin?
So was my sister, yeah.
Beats being fat.
That's true.
I was fat once.
I think fat people are jolly. You know, fat people get a bad rap.
Sure.
In our society. Like
sometimes they do.
Kirstie Alley, I want to tell you, we had her on the show. She's just great. She's fat. She's fat, but she's okay.
She's okay, but fat isn't always jolly. Buddy Hackett, fat, not always happy.
What about Leah Remedy? She's fat and she's miserable.
Not happy. She'd be happy if she was thin.
Hey, what do you think America's number one TV network is? Any idea?
Number one TV network?
Yes. Yep.
Well,
it's CBS. Am I surprising you? It's CBS.
CBS? That's what I would have said.
I heard it from Jim Nance.
We're talking with Dean Morrow. The billboard is the Orange County line, billboardbachelor.com. Dean, California, it's warm. Do you like the warm?
I do like the warm.
You ever see the stars from 2 1/2 Men driving around?
No.
You like Charlie Sheen?
He's okay.
He's funny.
He is?
Yeah, not always funny. He did serious movies, and then he got funny.
He's right? Got no problem finding...
Yeah, he had a few problems, but looks like he's doing okay now.
Would you date a porn star?
Probably not.
What if she was nice?
Still probably not. I might go on a date with her.
You ever date an Asian?
Once.
There are lots of Asians in California.
There are lots of Asians in California.
Do you have an orange tree or a lime tree in your yard?
Neither. I have palm trees, though.
I got a lot of orange trees. They're nice. You can pick the oranges and make your own juice. Do you like orange juice or Welch's purple grape juice?
I'm an orange juice guy.
Boo!
Are you regular?
I try to be.
I'm not.
No, neither am I. We have that in common.
I'm not.
Guys have to eat more bran muffins.
Regularity is very important.
Very important.
Turkey, goose, or duck?
Turkey.
You ever wonder this, Dean? Why is the sky blue? How come it ain't green, purple, red? Why is that, Dean?
You know, I haven't pondered such great questions.
Dress shoes, Dean, brown or black?
Say that again?
Dress shoes, brown or black?
Brown.
Xbox or PlayStation?
Neither.
Brunette, redhead, or blonde?
All three.
Real teeth or artificial?
Real.
Vladimir or Leno?
Leno.
Pineapple.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
Pineapple. So you like... You like Jay Leno.
Sorry.
It's a sign of retardation in most people we speak with.
Do you like bright colors?
Bright colors.
Bright colors and nice loud lights.
Depends who's wearing them.
I like Jay Leno. He shows got bright colors. He's a good, funny guy.
You know, Leno's a California guy, but he's also a Massachusetts guy, which is where I'm from.
Yeah. So. You know, Yaz is a fag. Pineapples. You like them in cans? You're fresh. You like them fresh. You like. I like pineapples on hams.
Jessica Simpson of Charlize.
Yeah, I'm not a ham guy, so I don't really eat pineapples on ham.
Jessica Simpson or Charlize Theron?
Charlize Theron.
She's nice.
Very nice.
Yeah, have you seen? Cool. Have you seen Monster-in-Law? I think Jane Fonda's wonderful. I gave it 4 stars.
That's it.
You know, I haven't.
Sounds, get it on PPV.
I know it came out, but it wasn't a movie I really felt like I should, you know, go and see.
I like to order my movies on PPV. It's inconvenient to go to the theater. That's you right. Like going to the theater?
Not very often, no. It is inconvenient.
Do you miss James Garner? He died just a short time ago.
Maybe not as much as you guys might.
Good guy.
Good guy, though.
Yeah. Rockford. Rawhide. Hey, Rocky. I'm driving my Camaro now. Oh, it was a Firebird.
Yes, a Firebird. He's good. James Garner.
He's good. I miss John Ritter. How about you?
Yeah, I did like John Ritter. He was a good guy.
I used to play pool with his father, Tex Ritter.
Wow.
Yeah, a long time ago.
This is Don and Mike Show. We're talking to Dean Morrow. He's a man in California who has a billboard up. He's looking for a wife. He had the billboard in a gay city, but it's not there now.
Dean, do you think you're desperate?
No, I don't think so.
You sound desperate.
No, because I'm willing to come out the other end of this and not get married.
Have you been bitten by a spider in your buttocks a month ago, and then you started to get a real bad reaction? Would you go to the doctor, or would you just put on your corduroys and come into work?
I'd probably go to the doctor.
Probably go to the doctor, yeah.
Dean, the Angels' victories make the Autry family happy. What do you say about that?
Well, I think the Angels' victory is making everyone happy in Orange County.
Yeah, you live out there.
Right.
You know, I love that rally monkey. Oh, he's funny. He's funny.
Yeah, you like the baseball, Dean?
Baseball, it's okay.
Happy Yom Kippur.
Say it again?
Happy Yom Kippur. What, don't you speak English? Happy Yom Kippur.
Happy Yom Kippur.
Why does George Bush hate black people?
I don't know. Do you have any answers for us?
Hello?
Dean?
Yep, I'm here.
It's the Don and Mike Show. We're talking with the fantastic man, Dean Morrow. His website, billboardbachelor.com.
Who's the nicest lady that's called you, Dean?
You know what? They're all nice.
No, Dean, come on. I'm going to pin you down. You must have one that you like other than the others.
It's actually too early to tell yet because I've just started getting in touch with most of them. So.
Are you surprised about the story about Bill O'Reilly? About him and the boys?
I actually don't think I've heard that one yet.
Yeah. Surprised?
Yeah, kids likes the boys.
It's disgusting. It's like he's a Catholic priest. You know what I'm saying?
Have you gotten any calls from the hosts of The View?
No.
Joy Deha hasn't called you?
She has not.
Oh.
No. Should I expect her?
What do you like for breakfast?
I'm kind of either eggs or oatmeal, one or the other.
Eggs or oatmeal.
Right.
That's why you're regular.
You have an agent?
I do not have an agent.
Mike is vigorous. He's vigorous.
I like a double cheddar cheese omelet with super glue.
Well, that sounds good without the glue, but
yeah, fine.
Agree with you.
That's.
Have you seen the movie Lonely Guy with Steve Martin? He's great. The movie reminds me kind of your situation. He walks into a restaurant, big spotlight. I'm Charles Grodin. He's wonderful.
Steve Martin, better. Better than all other actors.
He's no Billy.
I like Grodin, too.
He's no Billy Crystal, though.
Billy Crystal's great live.
And do you love Mr. Saturday Night? It's
two of the four. I do.
Two of the four.
A good movie was The Sound of Music. Did you see it, Dean?
Long time ago.
Good movie. Dear.
Good movie.
Hey, those Von Trapps.
That's great.
How about that
Crystal's
movie?
700 Sundays is his play.
How about that movie?
Sundays.
Where Julie Andrews showed her breast.
SOB with Blake Edwards.
Jeez, I've seen that too.
You like the Blake Edwards?
Blake Edwards is good.
Tell me something. You like Arthur?
The movie Arthur? Yeah, I did.
That movie would not have been funny without Liza Minnelli.
Don't you think she saves the
film?
Here
was a critical part of it.
She was the best. Dudley Moore's funny, but Liza is an enormous
We're talent. Talking with Dean Morrow. You like...
Right.
Hardcore or softcore? I can go either way.
Yeah, probably either way.
Either way. Dudley Moore gone too soon.
Sometimes.
You like the money shot?
I don't know what the money shot is.
Did you ever watch it in slow motion?
That's in porn.
I know a gentleman who does.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't see it that often, so.
What do you think of it, though? Do you like it?
What would you think about it?
I don't watch it very often, so I don't know.
What would you think about a 47-year-old man who just spent $300 in 1 month on DirecTV pay-per-view pornography?
Do you think it's a bad habit?
Think he's got a problem?
If that makes him happy, then I guess he's okay doing that.
Dean, yes. I play piano.
Do I play the piano? No.
I play piano.
You play the piano.
You're good.
I'm good.
You're good.
Yep, I like it. It's relaxing. What do you do to relax, Dean?
Play some golf.
Yeah. You good?
Work out.
You good?
11 handicap.
11 handicap.
Yeah.
Not that good.
You ever seen the dogs?
Not that
bad. You ever seen the dogs in the beaches catch the frisbees in the mouths?
I have.
It's amazing how they high they with the jumping.
How they do that?
I don't know how they do that.
How they do that?
It's incredible.
Incredible athletes.
How do they do that?
You see a dog? I saw a dog. It looked like he jumped 20 feet in the air. Yep. It was amazing. Blew me away.
You like dogs or cats?
If we could all jump that high.
Do you like dogs or cats, Dean?
Dogs.
Dogs.
Right.
You know what I love? I love a good Stouffer's. It's something you put in the microwave, and it's like lasagna, and it's this cheese.
Ziti.
That's it.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
I love that effing ziti.
I don't like dogs or cats. I like fish.
Fish, huh?
Fish in a tank.
Easy to take care of.
Yep, easy. Just put the food in.
Right, right.
If they have to poo, it goes down to the bottom of the tank.
That's right. Low maintenance.
Do you think that...
And you don't have to clean it if you've got the right filter.
Do you think Henry Winkler will ever be able to step out of the shadow of being Arthur Fonzarelli?
I don't think so. I think he's cemented himself in pretty well.
Who do you like better, Joni or Chachi?
Probably neither one.
Oh, come on now.
Well, okay, if I have to make a choice...
I'll tell you something.
Probably Joni.
I think those hurricanes are very bad. We have very bad hurricanes.
Are you familiar with the hurricanes that hit the United States, Dean?
So poor.
A little bit, yeah.
So black.
So, so sad.
Very sad.
You like hope or faith? Right, me too.
I'm glad Stockton Channing's DUI is behind her. What say you, Dean?
Say that again?
Stockton Channing, the DUI. Aren't you glad it's over for her now?
Yeah, I think she's past her prime, too.
Little wine.
We're talking with Dean Morrow. He's got a billboard looking for a wife. Dean?
Do you think John Travolta should get more planes?
I don't know. He's got a pretty big plane right now. I think that's enough for him.
Would you ever wear white after Labor Day?
He might get a good sale. Yeah, maybe you should wear it.
What's your favorite brand of sneakers?
Favorite brand of sneakers?
I still wear Keds. I wear Keds.
Keds, huh?
Yeah.
You got
I got Nikes, that's about it.
You got the varicose veins?
None of those.
Got them. I got them everywhere. Someone told me you get varicose veins from wearing dress socks, and that's all I've worn for years. Even when I wore my ankle boots.
Wow. You have to get rid of those socks.
My guest is Dean Morrow here on the Don and Mike Show. His website, billboardbachelor.com.
You having fun?
It's a great time, guys.
Yeah. You ever have a weird dream about... You go into McDonald's, into that big ball thing, and Ronald's in there, and he's waiting for you.
Are you talking about the plastic balls the kids play in?
Yeah.
And Ronald's in there, and he sucks you down into the balls, and you never come back?
Yeah, you ever have that dream?
Same dream.
I've had that nightmare, really.
You know, I love the Monopoly game at McDonald's. I'm so glad it's back. You like Pennywise?
Pennywise?
You like Pennywise?
You know Stephen King's
Pennywise
evil clown?
A little scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like horror? You like the horror or the drama?
I'm better than Jason Voorhees.
Acting more into horror.
Oh, yeah. Horror's good.
Jason Voorhees. Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, Freddy Krueger's good.
Freddy Krueger.
Exorcist scared the hell out of me.
Love that.
God,
actually,
that was scary.
You had lunch with Freddy Krueger one time in real life.
Robert Englund.
Yes. That's correct.
Frequent guest on the Don and Mike.
Wonderful actor.
Wonderful.
And doesn't get the credit he deserves because he wears that mask.
That's right.
And still popular with Halloween kids.
I think I've seen all of the Freddy Krueger movies.
Which candy do you like at Halloween?
I'm a Milky Way guy.
Oh.
Is that a gay thing?
I don't know if it is or not.
I'd look into it.
How come you don't like the gays, Dean?
Who said I didn't like the gays?
You did.
No, they're fine.
Would you date one?
Probably not.
All right.
I don't like them that much.
Right. We're talking with Dean Morrow. He's got a big billboard looking for the next Mrs. Morrow. Frankenstein was made of corpses. Gross. Dean, would you like to plug your website?
Well, if you guys allow it, I'll plug it.
Go ahead and plug it. That's what I said to my first wife. Plug it. Plug it. That was Julie. She went along
with
it. Are
you listening?
I like Julie.
Bachelor.com.
I think that was your sixth wife.
It's
been nice talking to you, Dean. Dean, we wish you the very best of luck. Please contact us when you find the missus.
All right, guys.
Thanks so much, Dean Morrow.
Stay tuned. Aaron Brooks News Nights.
News Hour with Aaron Brooks is coming up.
Coming next.
Dean Morrow. Good guy.
Bye, Dean.
Bye, Dean.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
They are ready to bump uglies for ye. Don and Mike.
And, well, the time has flown by, but we've got one more segment of Best Stuff for you today. I'll be back tomorrow. I've been your host, the legendary Joe Arnger, with you. So let's get right into it. Now, there's a station in Washington called Ozor. It's an infinity station. And apparently, during the wintertime, for the holiday party, there was a little bit of questionable weather. And they canceled it. And it's made it to the best of Don and Mike.
Now, dig on this, please, my friends. I didn't mean it like that, but I can't help it. It's just, it's, you know, the off switch is never there.
That's right.
There's no off switch. There's a Christmas party planned for one of the Infinity Broadcasting sister stations tomorrow night for the Spanish station.
99.1, El Sol.
El Sol.
Now, see.
This is a move that I believe has been made by Michael Penis, who is not only the general manager of our station, but the general manager of this station.
Mm-hmm.
See, where he goes in and he puts on his big sombrero every day and his Jeff Spicoli poncho.
Everybody looks good in the hat.
Buenos dias.
Here's the thing. This station.
Como esta?
They are supposed to have their Christmas party tomorrow night. The annual Christmas party.
Right.
Because there is the threat of weather that all of the TV weather guys are in agreement on, will be gone and moved out of the D.C. area by noon at the latest tomorrow.
At the very latest. That's the one thing they all do agree on. Right. They say the snow's going to be out by midday tomorrow. The snow's going to be out of here.
And, and the worst part is going to be overnight.
Right.
And the sun will be out tomorrow. They've already canceled the Christmas party. They've not postponed it.
And it is for tomorrow night,
they've
right?
They've canceled it.
Yeah, yes. Tomorrow night.
Let's see if we can get
ridiculous. It'll be like 7-8 hours after the storm has long since cleared here.
Let's see what we can do to help out our hombres.
Bueno.
Our hombres. What does that mean? Hombres? Brothers?
Hombres. Friends.
Yeah. Our hombres.
Men. Hi, Arrow.
Yes, hi. This is Don and Mike. We're on the air right now at WJFK. Can we speak to someone from El Zol, please?
Hold on.
Thank you. Hey.
Yeah.
Tell me we're not getting our ass kicked right now, huh?
Surf is rocking.
Man, Boston. That must be a deep cut. What, Robbie?
I think it's the 5 o'clock traffic jam.
Hello?
Yes. Hello, this is Don and Mike from WJFK. We're on the air right now. Are you the program director of El Zol?
Yes.
Hi.
Listen. Hi. We heard some very disturbing news today, and we wanted to follow up on it.
I think that we may have... may I be so bold as to ask your name?
I don't want to be on air, Don, or
Mike.
Oh, honey.
Honey,
play along.
We just want to talk about Michael Hughes for a second.
We just want to talk about the Christmas party.
I don't want to speak about Michael Hughes.
No one does.
I am afraid.
No.
Do not be afraid of El Diablo.
I'm in a safe place right now.
you're totally safe. This is totally regarding the cancellation of the El Zol Christmas party.
We heard that the 99.1 FM El Zol Christmas party has been already canceled because we have this threat of some type of weather tonight.
Yes, that's correct.
That sucks.
That's terrible.
That sucks.
You should have your party.
Well, we're always having a party up here.
But there's no need to cancel the fiesta just because there's a rumor of a snow.
Yeah.
Now, did Michael make the decision?
Yeah. Did Senior Hughes make the decision?
I can't speak anymore, guys.
Oh,
he did.
Sorry.
He did.
It was good talking to you, though.
It was good talking
and,
to you.
And good luck in El Zol.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye.
Look what he's done.
He's done it again.
Look what Michael Pettis has done now.
In the interest of safety and the refundable deposit, it might be best to play this instead.
Refundable deposit. That's funny.
We could always have a party in the summer. Or not.
I'm really concerned about all those foreigners. Let me try Hughes on his cell and ask him what he's going to do to make that right.
He's at Home Depot right now buying salt.
I have an idea.
Oh, good? Does it involve your place?
No. Oh, you want to bring him down?
Yeah. Hey, Michael, hey. It's Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there. We were just on the phone with your program director from El's Ole, and we understood...
Really?
We understand that in a supreme knee-jerk reaction to the weather, you've already canceled the station's goddamn Christmas party for tomorrow night. The weather is supposed to be over by 9, 10 o'clock in the morning.
It was all a sham anyway. I was just trying to get out of, having a party.
No, come on.
He's being honest.
You know what? I've been out with these people before, and they go long and hard. Oh, God, what did I just say?
These people.
You know
those people.
Sure, that's...
These people.
So it's officially been canceled?
No, it has only been postponed for about a week.
Yeah, about 52 weeks.
We are indeed going to have a holiday party. I'm not that big of a Scrooge.
Now, listen, I just want to tell you something.
I was hoping this wouldn't make its way to you guys.
Of course it did. Now, listen, unlike you, I don't have a problem with these people. So I was telling you that our company Christmas party is next Friday. You know, you might want to think about mingling the two together. You know, I mean, I know how you feel about those people. You made that very, very clear.
Yeah, it might cost a little more money, but what the heck?
You know, and listen, let me just throw this out. You know. Maybe they could park cars.
Oh, God.
You know, that program director that we talked to, she seemed very, very nice.
But very afraid.
I would trust her with the keys to my car.
She did seem very, very afraid.
Yeah, and she's very afraid of you.
Very afraid of you, Michael.
I'm sorry. I'm being called away, fellas.
Oh, you are?
You gotta run.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye. He's gone.
There you go.
That's a record appearance for him.
But if, in fact... the worst case scenario happens, and next Friday night,
mm-hmm.
there are two separate company parties that Michael Hughes, Michael Pettis must attend.
Mm-hmm.
If they must be separate, I think he should go and be with those people.
Amen.
They are the new kids on the block, and they need
to be done.
Them. Them.
And if he wants to mix the two parties together,
yes.
I say go for it.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Wouldn't that be a blast?
It would.
That would seriously be
fun. You know what, dude? That'd be great.
I know what you're thinking. You're thinking hot Latin action, aren't you?
I'm thinking that'd be great. Why don't we just have the party at the freaking post office?
Okay. Open that mind up. You'd probably have a better time than if it was just who do we have here, you know, besides our inner circle?
Yeah, it's not like we know the people here either.
Exactly.
Listen. I'll take a wasp any day of the week.
Okay. Yeah, the very waspy W.
Nueva carne.
I'll take a wasp.
New meat. That's what Buzz just said, new meat. Nueva carne.
Is that what that means?
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I think that's what it means.
Surprise,
Buzz.
Buzz is already imagining having a Christmas party with the maid from My Name is Earl.
Oh, see. I'm with Buzz 1,000%.
Might be fun.
Well. The party's been canceled, senor and senoritas, because I know how you people are.
Yeah, what is it? A few more bucks? Come on,
it's got to go somewhere, doesn't it, Mike?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go for it.
You know, you're a cheap bastard, Mike.
What do you mean? I'm just trying to accommodate my fellow radio employees.
No, because shocker, like last year, company party's being held at Mike's place, which means Mike stands to make a few pesos on
good
this.
For Mike.
So the more immigrants that we bring, excuse me, the more company employees that
fellow
we bring
employees,
over,
co-workers.
The more that they eat, the more that you earn.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. And I'll tweak the menu up a little bit. You know, so they spend a few more hours in front of the deep fryer.
And listen,
no problem at all.
But we do combine the meeting with, as Michael said, with those people and with us.
Right. Yep.
How about some cockfighting?
I think that, you know, we need his entertainment. I think that'd be a great idea.
And what about a donkey sex show?
Mm-hmm. Yep. We've got the stage for it.
Again, it's I'm talking about those people, like Michael was. Well, you know those people.
Way to hang on to it. That's why he loves being on the show.
Those people. Well, they can go all night. Of course they
long
can.
Long and hard.
They go long and hard. That's because they take a siesta every afternoon. Those people.
Give me a break.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. Listen to all the buzz. Hey, can you imagine the spread? You know, you have steak, burritos, refried beans.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All good food.
It's a good mix.
And all stuff that we can serve.
Oh, great.
Stop it there.
For God's sake. Ruth's Chris or whatever. I'm the new name I'm have to give you now.
With all these,
what?
What am I supposed to do with my chain steering wheels and my dingleballs and fuzzy dice now?
Oh, happy holidays, everybody. Feliz Navidad.
Oh, God. Yeah. And what about the piñata?
Nueva carne.
What? New meat. What about the Michael Hughes piñata that I'm sure that they have?
We'll have that at our party. But it won't be papier-mâché. It'll
be his head.
It'll be real fun.
His real head.
Yeah. You think that some of the videos on those Islamic sites are bad?
Oh, man.
Wait till the one we bring back from the party.
Hey. Look what's in the bag.
Hello, there, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air. Or you're not. And I don't know if that's a problem with the telephone or if that's...
Seems to me that the pressure was too much.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Those people.
I'm not!
That's a reference back to Ken Stevens. A
little tribute to Ken.
Great Ken Stevens. I think he had a problem with those people as well.
We'll be right back, everybody. Sorry, we're out of time.
Like that day is out. But we've got more for you in store tomorrow. That's right, more Best of Don and Mike tomorrow. I've been your host, the legendary Joe Ardinger. With you, don't forget, for all things Don and Mike, go to donandmikewebsite.com. You can catch up on, you can link to podcasts. You can read the daily logs and check out pictures. You can link up to my website, joeardinger.com, which will take you to other websites as well. And, that's about it. So I'm out of here. I'll see you guys tomorrow, Wednesday. So have a good, good, good evening. Now, let me see. Where's the door? Where's the door? Where's the door? I'm out of here.
Number 4 Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.